What's going on, Real Ass fans? This is the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. Did you know that we do this show live twice a week, every Monday and Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern? You can watch the show live exclusively at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Gas Digital members not only get the live stream, but you also get the video version of the show, live chat, archived episodes, plus brand new episodes 5 days before they go to Google Play, iTunes, or anywhere else. We've also got a bunch of other great shows on the network, like The Joss the Show, Legion of Skanks, Bruce Buffer's It's Time, and brand new, starting right now, Believe You Me, with UFC middleweight champion Michael the Count Bisping. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. When you check out, use the promo code RAP, and you save $1 on monthly membership. Plus, you get a 14-day free trial to see if you like it. That's just $6 per month. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. Promo code RAP when you check out. And even if you can't subscribe for the exclusive content, you can still help us out by going to iTunes right now, subscribing for free for the audio version, leaving us a positive review and a 5-star ranking. Thanks for listening. Keep being a real ass dude.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
Yo, what up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez. Wednesday, May 10th. It's a Wednesday show. I always feel like I have a little bit more of an affinity towards the Wednesday show.
It's the original show.
Yeah, like the Monday show is like the second kid. Like I wouldn't, if I had another kid, I wouldn't love my next kid as much as I love my son. Impossible. There's no way you could have that much love in your heart. So the new kid is getting like the tiny bit of love that I have left.
Judging by the women you've dated post B, I'd say that kid would definitely be a downgrade.
Yes. Just fucking emphasize on the word down. International superstar Zach Amico is here.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, nigga?
How you doing, man?
Chilling, man.
Jeez.
Wow. Joe, this is the Real Ass Podcast. We get Real Ass. It's a safe space here. Safe spaces, in my safe spaces, we say nigger. It's crazy. It's a much different type of safe space than other people have. Mm-hmm. So, Joe List.
Hi.
No, say nigger, I'm saying.
I'm not doing that again.
Again.
Not falling for that.
That old trickaroo. I'm Afro-Puerto Rican, so.
Afro?
Yeah, my island family has African blood. Like, there's European Puerto Ricans and then there's Afro-Puerto Ricans. I'm an Afro-Puerto Rican, so I have this big, bulbous, niggery nose.
You look more like a Baldo Puerto Rican.
Come on.
Than an Afro.
Come on, Joe List. Joe List is on the show. Also, Mike Racine's here. What's up, brother?
Hey, how you doing?
Happy to have you guys together. I've never had you guys together on anything.
No, we don't get to see each other all that often. I'm a big admirer. I tell your jokes all the time. I did a lot of your act for Louis C.K. He loved it, but then didn't use you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But did you say they were your jokes and that's how you got the gig?
No, I said these are Mike Racine jokes.
Yeah.
And I said he's great.
Yeah, Racine's a monster.
Yeah. One of my favorite jokes ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, we got
I'm
a great
tell
show
you which
planned.
One.
We got a great show planned today. Look, man, let's get the plugs out of the way real quick, Shannon. Good plug song, Joe.
Thank you. This is my go-to intro song. For a while, people would say, what do you want an intro song? And you say, I don't want to be an asshole and
really
play some gay shit.
Really?
Or crazy shit.
I had my Levity Live, and I have them sync it up to a specific moment in the song. Me and Dave did that last week. I had Dave use the first part of the Legion of Skanks song, you know, the Ice Cube song. And then I used the Welcome to the Gun Show part.
Oh,
I'm an asshole. Like, literally over his shoulder. Like, no, not there. Rewind it. Not there. Okay, there. Stop. And he gave me a dirty look. What do you got to plug, Joe?
Oh, I wasn't ready for this. But I'll be at Cap City in Austin the first weekend of June, May 30th through June 3rd. One of my favorite cities. One of my favorite clubs. Come out to that. And Magoobies in Baltimore also. Check out my website, Comedian Joe List. It has all my dates. And my Conan is on there that just happened last week. Didn't hear from any of you.
It's a great set.
Fucking funny.
No, thank you.
I tweeted it out, asshole.
Oh, I didn't notice.
You need a personal fucking, hey, great job, faggot.
I wouldn't mind that.
No, it was one of the best late night sets I've seen.
Oh,
both of you guys. I mean, literally, your Conan, the one you did,
yeah,
one of the best I've ever seen. Thanks. And yours is one of the best I've ever seen. I'm not just sucking your dicks right now. I would literally just say, great job. Go watch it, guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It was ridiculous.
Check out my website, Comedian Joe List, all my dates and my Conan. Thank you, Lewis. I appreciate it.
Yeah, for a late night, I mean, what was amazing about it, me and Dave Smith were talking about this. You know, look, you do your jokes. Like me, if I ever do late night, it's going to be I just got to the finish line with these fucking jokes that I tinkered together somehow. And Jesus Christ, I somehow made it work, right? The tapes worked out. You had an entire through line, like an entire theme to the set. This is what your third.
Yeah, that's
late
always
night.
Cool when they do that.
Yeah, it's incredible. It was a very high level late night performance.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, much different than.
Who do you think will be hosting the late night show that Lewis does?
They haven't been born yet.
Yeah.
The Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah.
Welcome to ICP late night, motherfuckers. Mike, Christine, what do you got to plug?
I'm doing the Proctor's Theater in Schenectady on May 20th.
That's a great room.
Schenectady. Yeah?
Yeah.
Never done it before. I'm excited, though.
Cool.
That's great.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Mike Christine on Twitter.
At Mike Racine, and Facebook me too, Mike Racine. That's where I do some of my best work, I think, you know?
Yeah.
You can really fly on that site. You can really let your mind go.
You can really fly on that site?
You can let it go, you know? You can say what you want to say.
Look, they do ban people a lot for saying shit, but, you know, it is what it is. It's like, I look at it like late night. Facebook, people bitch about Facebook, and I'm like, okay, well, look, those are the parameters. You walk into it and go, okay, I can't say really bad words, and I can't post nude photos.
Yeah.
And then people do it, like Mullen does it. He gets suspended. He's like, oh, dude, I'm not coming back to Facebook. They suspended me.
Yeah.
That's like, that's a fucking marketing angle. That's him fucking being cool. It's like, you're not allowed to do it.
Yeah. So he knows he's doing it.
So don't play that game. Don't go there. If you know, you can't bitch about Facebook and then, you know, on YouTube you can't.
It's a bummer that he's one of the funniest guys I think I know.
Yeah.
And
he's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's hilarious.
We should do a new segment called Don't Go There.
Yeah. Don't go there. Zach and Miko?
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Gonna be in LA with you, Lewis, the 23rd to 27th battle at the Comedy Store on the 23rd versus Doug Fager. And if you're listening live, me and Racine are at Lucky 13 Saloon tonight, which is literally my favorite bar, and I'm excited to do a show there.
Oh, cool.
Racine had no idea he was at this bar.
Yeah, that sounds like a cancel right there.
His reaction, like his eye just went, oh.
No, I'm doing it, but it's like a horror-themed comedy show.
And he doesn't want people to see him.
You know what's going to happen. There's going to be a guy dressed up like a vampire, and there's going to be two people there.
You guys should both do it shirtless.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because that would be horrifying, folks.
Okay.
It's a go-go bar. It's my favorite bar.
My body's not terrible.
No, it's not bad. Not bad.
Been working out a lot, but I just can't get to that next level.
We'll fucking talk, dude. We'll talk after the show. I got shit, dude. You got to see Shredded Club.
Okay.
You join Shredded Club, it's over.
Yeah. Are they sponsoring you?
No. No, I wish they were sponsoring me.
What's Shredded Club?
Oh, you know, we'll pull it up in a minute. That's great.
All right.
May 20th or 27th, as Zach just said, we'll both be in Los Angeles. I got gigs at the Comedy Store, Laugh Factory, performing on the roast battle against Kim Cogdon. Started writing this morning, feeling really bad about myself. Not good at this. Also, June 23rd through 25th, Skankfest NYC. It's already sold out, motherfuckers, but you can win free tickets by following at Skankfest NYC on Twitter. Roastmasters also back at the stand starting this Tuesday, May 16th. If you're an iTunes listener, that's tomorrow night, May 16th, 10:30 p.m. at the Stand Comedy Club. You get $5 tickets if you go to thestandnyc.com and use the code MASTER. So it's just $5. House judges Big J. Okerson and Rich Voss are joining me, as always. Plus, we got some crazy battles. Katie Hannigan versus Mookie Thompson in the main event. Guys, come back. Support the fucking show. We're going weekly starting on the 30th as well. And it will be a brand new guest digital podcast. The audio versions of the shows will be going out in their entirety.
That's exciting.
Oh, yeah. Also, right now, brand new contest. Go to iTunes. Leave us a 5-star ranking and positive review. Do it right now. I'm picking 3 people that do this between May 1st and June 1st, and they're gonna win a brand new Real Ass Podcast t-shirt. In fact, Shannon, pull up the new t-shirts. I think we have them up on the page. Oh, shit, look at this. Look at this. Hoodie, t-shirt. Shannon, click on the monogram t-shirt. Or no, you know, click on both of them. Who cares? Click on both. Look at this. Go down. Look at that. Look at the back. Click on the back. Look at that. Boom.
That's only one letter away from being my favorite word.
What? Oh. Trap?
Yeah.
Good word.
Crap.
Yeah, so leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. 3 people are going to get a free t-shirt that do that this month, because we're going to we're taking over the world here on the Real Ass Podcast. All right, thanks, Shannon. Okay. So I think I've shown Shredded Club on the show before, but I'll show it to you really quickly, because this is the thing that I'm following. I'm literally today, I'm going back in, because I went 6 weeks on, okay? Lost all that weight really quick. And now I'm going back in today to get fucking shredded for the summer.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to fucking, like, I'm going to be retarded this summer. It's going to be crazy. Pull up Shredder Club. Pull up, the beginning of it. I like it. Right on the big screen. There we go. Hey.
This is Ship You Shredded Club.
That's Jeff Side. And that's his German friend, Valentin. I don't know what his last name is, but he speaks German very well. This is how you can look, Rasheen. I just want to give you that haircut, to be honest.
Today's Monday, yeah. And today we're going to be hitting chest and tries. Let's lift some weights.
Guy's got charisma.
Dude, he stinks. Yeah, but it's fucking
Monday,
great.
Today's Monday, we're going to be starting out incline bench. Yeah. Right, guys, so if you want to join Club Shredded, you got to hit chest. Today I'm going to show you guys how to build that.
I mean, this guy would fuck all of our girlfriends, like right in front of us. Here's the thing, all of our girlfriends would pretend to hate him, but he could finger them at a club, like he could do whatever he wants to them.
I can't imagine he fucks that well.
He's not.
They fuck each other.
Jews. All right, well, that's it. That's Shredder Club, so you got to watch it. It's like a five-day split.
You get paid for it?
No, it's free on YouTube, bro.
Oh.
5 day split, the whole thing, it's pretty intense. Like an hour and 15 to an hour and 30 lift every day.
That's a lot. I lift for like 18 minutes.
We can see that, Joe.
But I look good.
You look good, but you don't have like a muscular body. That's not what guys are looking to be. Well, nobody is aiming for you. Nobody has like a picture of you on their fucking
I think
wall.
A lot of people in this room would be happy to look like me.
Happy? Zach.
I would say 66% of the men, not including me, would kill to have this body.
You think that I would rather have your body than my personal body?
You're one of the 33%, dummy.
Oh, wait, hold on. I don't know what that means. I'm lost in your math right now.
Two-thirds, dog.
Two-thirds. Hold on, time out.
What are Mike you and Zach, you fuck.
You're saying
Jesus
Mike and Zach
Christ.
Would kill to have your body.
Are you kidding? They're going to say no and zing me.
Well, I would rather have Mike's body than your
what?
Body.
He's got tits and a belly.
I do have tits.
And a belly.
He's got tits.
But that's okay.
I'm ripped, dude.
You're not ripped, Joe.
I'm, you know.
Can I see your shirt off? We've done this on Bobby's show, but let me see where you're at right now. I want to see this.
Can we pan out here?
We can't really pan out, but we can see your body pretty good right there. See, it's not really not ripped. Bad. It's like almost like abs are there, but they're not. It's
look at this.
You're so skinny that you can just see the abs that are attached to your skeleton.
No, look at that. That's abs, bro. Look at that
no,
chest.
No.
That's something.
No.
Shannon? And your chest is kind of lumpy, too.
No, his chest
you look
is.
Like you're in great shape.
Shut up, Shannon. The fuck out of here, Shannon. You like big, muscular guys. You don't want that shit. You don't want that on top of you, Shannon.
It's just my personal preference. Like I'm not Joe's personal preference, so that's not my.
Yeah, you
thing.
Are.
No,
me?
He tells me all the time.
Joe.
I didn't say that one time.
We're talk on microphone here. For a minute.
Oh,
listen,
yes,
Shannon. This thing, you're so pretty that people have to bring you down a level.
My wife is my personal preference.
Yeah. You know,
I just can't believe you're not black. That's what's weird to me.
You guys did late night together the same night. How crazy was that? Or you premiered the same night?
Crazy, yeah. Insane. Yeah, yeah, she shot before me.
Yeah, yeah. And so when you have a kid, that's like a fucking little cool memory to have. Like you and your wife both did late night on you know, the same date. That's incredible.
I don't think we're going to have a kid, but...
You're not going to have a kid?
No. We've had this conversation before, too.
Really?
Not on air at all.
No, they both did late night. They don't need to fill the void in their life by having a child.
There's no void. I got a great body and a great late night, and that's a wrap.
Really?
I don't like this downplaying.
It didn't even rhyme. It was a bad rap.
I don't like this...
I got a great body and a great late night. That's my rap.
Speaking of great raps, check out the new t-shirt, Real Ass Pod.
So hold on, that's crazy to me. I didn't know that you didn't want to have kids. I thought you did want to have kids.
No, I don't want to have kids.
Why not?
We've had this conversation before. It just seems like a lot of work, and I'm very self-centered. I like to live my life. I like to do podcasts and go to the movies and hang out and travel.
They highlight that. They make it better. I'll tell you, can I give you an example?
Please.
Like yesterday, I was at Rite Aid.
Yes.
And I was just buying like shit for the house, okay? And, you know, I ended up just kind of walking by like three or four like toys that like I was like, oh, it's kind of fucking, it's like one of these like fucking guns, like it shoots little softballs. And then there was a Mickey Mouse Club like puzzle block set. And I was like, I got to fucking buy these for my kid. So it made my shopping experience enhanced. Mm-hmm. It made the money that I spent. Like I don't want to spend money, right?
Yeah.
But when I spent this money, it was the most fulfilling money that I had spent in like a fucking week. You know what I'm saying? So
nothing you're going to buy for yourself brings you that joy.
Nothing. It's fucking, I hate to be a queer about it, but that's the truth.
Yeah.
It really, like, I got him this little block set and this fucking little pump gun, and I'm like, this kid's going to love these things.
Because you ever do that? Sometimes you just walk around like a Dwayne Reed to try to buy stuff that'll like fill the void.
Dwayne Reed.
Yeah.
Dwayne Reed's a great place to shop. Don't knock these super pharmacies now. They have everything, dude.
No, it's a great place to shop, but it's not where I go to, like, I'm going to get myself something, treat myself. What are you going to get at Dwayne Reed?
I bought myself a foot massager. Pull up the Fugazi, I think it's called. I forget what it's called. It's a personal foot massager, as been seen on TV. I bought it last night. In this whole thing, I also bought myself a toy.
Which you enjoyed less than the gun?
I hate it, actually. It hurts my feet. It's not good.
Put James in there. Maybe he'll like it.
Just rub his head on it.
Yeah.
There might be even a commercial for it. It looks like it's that one, right? The blue one, the third one over. Pull up a commercial for it, because there has to be, because it says as seen on TV. So I'm assuming that it was like...
It's like a fleshlight for your feet.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I got a foot massager once. It was just like real hard and it didn't...
Do you stand on it?
Yeah, you sit on it like that.
Yeah, I thought you would sit, right? And you put your feet on it.
Yeah.
But no, this thing you stand on... And it just hurts. It's like you're stepping on toys. It's like you're stepping on micro machines.
Yeah.
The scene in Home Alone, where you set up the trap where all the micro machines in front of the window, according to this, is just a foot fucking rub. That's a foot rub. Right? I expected a paint can to smash me in the face.
What'd you pay for it?
$15.
Yeah.
I'm going to return it. Now that my shitty feet are all over it, I'm going to go return it. Pull it up on the big screen.
Why would you want to stand while getting a foot massage?
You insane. Plantar fasciitis, heel pain, arch pain, diabetic nerve pain are all signals that you need relief now. Introducing Futsuki, the pain-relieving reflexology mat that once you step on...
You don't go, you go, ow, what the fuck is that?
Is gone.
Feels like...
What's it made out of?
When I stepped on
shitty
Futsuki,
plastic?
My pain was gone, 100%.
Futsuki combines the ancient art of reflexology with innovative healing design.
I'm very impressed Shannon found it, because you called it Fugazi.
That was close. I mean, if you type in Fugazi foot massager, Futsuki's coming out.
I've had plantar fasciitis for 2 or 3 years.
They're just sharing this thing. It's at the mall. They're not even cleaning it.
Yeah, I know. Ew.
Look, the minute you step on Futsuki, you'll begin to feel the over 2,800 reflexology points start to massage the
really
heels,
does.
Arch, pad, and toes of your feet, sending pain-relieving signals to your entire body.
Is there any reviews for this product, Shannon? Please look them up, because...
Reflexology works.
All right. Yeah, I bought this last night while I was at... Because my feet are constantly in pain.
Mine too.
So I get foot rubs all the time. You want to get foot rubbed today?
Maybe.
It's the best.
Yeah, those are good.
It's the fucking best. I love it, dude. You don't have to deal with a boner. You don't got to get undressed. You know?
I hear you.
There's no pressure. There's no pressure. That's a problem. Anytime I get a massage, in my mind, I'm like, she wants to jerk me off for money.
You think she wants to jerk you off?
She wants to make money. She doesn't want to jerk me off. She wants, you know, it's means to an end.
Right.
Because you got to understand why, like, if you're massaging people, right? Massaging is, it sucks.
Yeah.
Actually doing the act of massaging somebody, like, it blows. Sometimes I'm getting massaged for like an hour and a half, and I'm like, how are you doing this? Like, how are your forearms and thumbs not moving?
We're all slaves.
When I massage, I feel like I need a massage after. I'm like, my hands are cramping.
Yeah, I need a hand massage. And that person needs a hand massage. That's why the pain will never end in the world.
It never ends. Mm-hmm.
It's a cycle.
That's why there's war and racism.
Yeah. Massage. I'll blame racism on massage and reflexology. But yeah, that's the thing. When I massage, and I'm a good masseuse... Because I've been massaged a lot. I've had really good massages, so I know...
Lewis is an expert at misogyny.
It's okay. That was not going to get a Zach attack drop on that one. But that's the thing. It fucking blows to massage somebody. So when you go to these places and they do it for really cheap, like the Chinese places, I kind of feel bad. I'm like, this is not a fucking good thing. You know?
No. Yeah, they're like... enslaved, like Mike said. They're supposed to jerk people off for money.
I know. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
So, but that's the thing.
They're like disappointed when they don't jerk you off.
Yeah, I know. Well, they're not getting any extra cash because this is true. I've jerked off and I've massaged. My arms never get tired jerking off. Mm. Ever. Mm. I could jerk off for probably, 10 hours straight and not even need a break.
Yeah.
Unless I came.
What about 5 hours gay?
So, when I massage somebody, within 6 or 7 minutes, my forearms are burning. So the jerking you off in the massage parlor is actually a break from the fucking brutal fucking practice of having to massage somebody.
Yeah. I mean, why do we ever complain about anything? Some people, the highlight of their day is to
beat
somebody off.
Yeah, but you're right. That's a bad thing technically, you know, but still better than massage.
Yeah.
What would you rather do? Let's say somebody was going to take the gay out of it, okay? You have to massage somebody for 24 hours straight or you got to jerk them off for 24 hours straight. What are you choosing?
I thought you were going to say jerk them off for like just to completion.
No.
I'd probably massage somebody then.
Yeah, because you can change up your massage technique. Yeah, jerking off is just one motion.
That's not true. Wow, Zach. Also, you've really been, you have a not a very creative mind when it comes to masturbation. There's a lot of different ways you can jerk off.
Feet. You can use your asshole to jerk someone off.
That's true. Yeah. Shannon, pull up different jerking off techniques. I bet you there's a multitude. You know, there's I jerk off lefty.
Okay. I go rodeo grip.
When it's I was a kid,
rodeo
I used to.
Rodeo grip is hand upside down.
Yeah, oh, all right.
But I think that would get tired. Like, you're just jerking off yourself, so rodeo you have a full grip. Extension. You know what you're doing.
Hold on.
When I was a kid, I used to fuck my palms. That's how I would beat off. I would go like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they call that the MC Hammer pray. So, pray. Pray. Wow. Guys, come on now. That was
like
good.
It's like bad for you or something.
Good. Why? Jerking off with your palms? Why is it bad for you?
I think you're splitting your dick hole open.
Yeah, something like that.
What, it was dry or?
Well, Louis said that in one of his specials. He was like, don't do it. It fucks your dick up. CK.
So, hold on. But, jerking off, but you use lubrication.
What? No.
Oh, you just smashed your dick down.
Yeah.
You just fucked your hand hard.
Yeah, I'd lay on my stomach and fuck my palms.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
And I did that until like 3 years ago.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, look, dude, here's the thing. I remember I was when I called the sex line when I was a kid, I think that opened up a lot of masturbation technique for me.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, first of all, the sex line is really funny. It's such a scam. It's great. It's a great little scam, okay? Because really, they just have girls all over the country. This is what it was. It was some fucking chick, right? I could actually hear that my chick was fat. You could, like, hear it in her voice.
Yeah.
And she gets paid, like, $1 a minute or whatever. And her whole thing is to keep you on the fucking line. And she knew I was, like, 12. She was like, there's no way. It's like, I'm trying to make my voice deep while I'm trying to jerk off at the same time. I'm like, oh, yeah, baby, this is really hot. And then she, like, had me, like, getting props out of the house. Like, she had me go get, like, a paper towel roll. And then, like, a bunch of paper towels and put it on the inside of it and fill it with baby oil. Yeah. And, like, a whole paper mache project that took, like, 30 minutes. So this is a $600 jerk-off session. Okay? She crushed me. It was beautiful. This girl was a fucking real pro.
So who paid the bill?
Oh, my aunt.
Oh, wow.
My aunt. It was my aunt's house. And me and Jay have the same story. I told her it was for psychics. But she knew.
Oh, that's great.
She knew it wasn't for psychics.
Yeah, I had a similar thing. I got caught. My dad was like, yeah, you've been calling these numbers. He's like, it sounds like you've been lonely. You got to stop calling. But it wasn't a big deal, I don't think. Because I would always get off the phone quick because it wasn't good.
Well, it was always like a lot to get
through. Yeah.
They put you in a waiting room with other dudes beating off. And I'm like, I'm a child. I'm a child in this waiting room.
Yeah, I couldn't get in through to anybody.
Yeah, well, but you're being charged during that time.
Right.
That's the whole fucking scam. Uh-huh. So the company is getting the $3.99 a minute before the girl even gets on the line. You're 20 minutes in, beating your dick off, listening to other dudes. This is before like a chat room, like age, sex, location check. So you would literally do that in those, and there'd be a room, room.
Oh. And
then listening. You're talking to all the other dudes. There'd be like seven dudes on hold waiting.
Why would they do that?
Because it's hilarious.
Yeah.
If you're listening to dudes all pretend to not be jerking off to keep their dicks hard. Yeah. If you've called the line at that point, your dick is hard. You're just edging and trying to keep yourself until you got a fucking girl on the line, right? It's what we all do when we're looking for the porn we're going to come to. That was that version of that. And it's just, I mean, think about that. If you own that line, you just like get to listen to these dudes like just beat off and have regular conversations while they're all pretending to not jerk off.
Did I ever tell you about the time my buddy Mike H, I don't want to say his name, he's a civilian, but we went to a jerk off place on like 8th Avenue. This is back in like 01 or whatever.
You mean the booths?
Yes. Mm. It was like indoors, and then we were waiting, and it was like three other guys all waiting to go into the booth.
The same booth, yeah.
And so we're just sitting there, and we're like, look at these guys, like, all right, man, kick ass. Huh? Jerking off. And then my buddy Mike went into one of the rooms, and then he just kicked the door open, and when he kicked it open, I could see on the video screen, it was like three guys fucking. And then my buddy Mike was like, they're all faggots. These are faggots. And he like went running out, and I had to like chase after him. And we ran out into the street. We were like some gay place. I apologize for his language. It was many years ago.
No, it's back fine. That's okay. That's hilarious.
But it was great. But I saw the video, and I was like, meanwhile, I'm out there waiting, like winking at these guys, being like, all right.
That was a weird thing, man. Because jerking off, like if you're a pervert, you know, you just had to figure out a way to be a pervert. You know, that was it. It was like you'd buy magazines.
Right.
I lived in a hotel probably right in like 2004, and I didn't have internet. I had internet in like the lobby, so I would go down to the lobby and I would look at like pornographic images so that they couldn't see me and like burn them into my head and then go upstairs and jerk off. But I was buying magazines way later than people were buying magazines. I was like one of the only dudes.
I like photos still. I was just at like a really hip in LA, like a hip bookstore, and you go to the like photography section, they have erotic photography and it's hotter than any porn. And you can just go see it at Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
It's like fucking crazy. You can see pussies in...
Oh, I used to know when I was like 12, I would go into Barnes & Noble and then I would go to the... It was like a self-help section. And they would have like Kama Sutra type books and I would just sit there and fucking... Like as a kid, I had no shame. For some reason, I was just okay with like looking at these... I would look at porn magazines in stores when I was like a kid.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, what are they going to kick me out? The only thing they're going to do is like, can you stop looking at that? I'm like, yeah, I can, I guess.
Right.
Can I buy it?
Yeah, but you're just looking at it. It's not like...
But I was just burning the images of pussies into my head.
Right.
Like, it's also kind of training my muscle memory. Like, or not my muscle memory, but like my photographic memory. Like, just constantly that exercise. I have a pretty good, like, photographic memory. And I think it comes from being 10, 11, 12 and looking at porno magazines and just fucking etching it into my brain.
You gotta start showing James some porn.
No.
Fucking
my mom did
him.
That. My mom did that when I was really young.
She showed you porn?
Yeah.
My dad showed me my first penthouse.
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was way older than he was, I bet.
How old were you?
I was probably like 12.
My mom bought me my first magazine. I might have been 11 when she bought me my first magazine.
Wow.
It was Gallery Magazine. And this was when...
That's a gay one.
No. She bought me Bestiality for Him. It was just a bunch of horses, fucking dudes. It was crazy. So anyway, you guys want to fuck? No, my mom like fucked me up, I think, because my mom heard that, like, you know, being open about sexuality was like a hippie kind of like cool, like right way to go. She was like super liberal.
Oh, wow.
But she didn't nail it. My mom was an idiot. So she never like read the books on how to properly like do it. She was like, oh, I'll get my kid a porno magazine and be like, yeah, beat off. Go beat off. It's all right. Like, what? Yeah.
Right. What she should have done is walked around naked a little bit.
She did a little
like,
bit.
Hey.
She really did a little
bit.
Oh,
yeah?
Oh, yeah.
How were her tits?
Saggy. Not good. My mom cleaned up nice. Like, you put my mom in like a nice outfit, you're like, all right, I'd fuck.
Yeah.
But as soon as you saw those fucking floppy tits, you had a big belly too, like a, you know, bulbous type of fucking distended pregnancy mom belly.
My mom has nice, firm little tits.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Little ones, huh? That's the thing, mom. This is a great point. I'm glad you brought that up, right? Okay.
Actually, you brought it up.
No.
I think I brought it up.
His mom's little firm tits?
Ah, I see.
I just remember it from like the one time I took a shower with her like a year ago.
Listen to me. If you're going to be with a woman, okay, you should go with, and you want to marry her. You want to have kids with her?
Oh, boy. It's too late. I could have used this advice a year and a half ago.
Go with the small tits.
Yes. Okay. I used to do a bit about this for years.
Because you don't, once she falls apart, those tits are going to stay.
Yes. This is my go-to bit for years.
What was the bit? How did it go?
The whole bit was like small tits are an investment. Big tits look good for a while, but then eventually they're like, we're over here now. And
yeah.
Then they're like, straighten up and fly right.
Give me a second.
But small tits are like, we're right here. Right where you found us.
Sweetheart, it's over. Just texting my girl right now.
Yeah. Well, she's big old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big old fun.
Yeah, nice. they go bad, and then they're just wild.
They go bad.
Yeah, because my grandmother had big ones, and I would, I can't imagine it looked very good.
Yeah, no, not at all. And I've always kind of been a small tit guy.
Me too.
I always go... It's just
I like small tits and like a nice fat ass. That's a good look.
Yeah, me too. But
is that why you have that?
Yeah.
I like... sorry. No, I like variety. So if I'm with a chick with small tits for a while, then I gotta go with big old fat tits.
Well, that's the thing inherently about sex and long-term relationships. The longer you're with someone, the more the opposite of that becomes attractive.
Yeah, yeah.
Like now, like if I see a girl all tatted up with big tits, I'm like, oh, wow, that's hot.
Yeah.
You know, short hair, I'm like, oh, man, that's sexy.
Yeah. Dudes, I'm like, give me, you know.
Come on, dude, let me get that penis. Bring it over here.
There's something to that, too, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I think I bumped up a level of fame this morning.
Great.
Because UFC fighter George Masvidal, you guys probably don't know who he is.
No.
But I thought he was talking about me when he said weak sauce comedian.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
Pull up the tweet, Shannon. It's at GameBreadFighter on Twitter. I also put it on Facebook. You're right. I did. Just go to my Facebook. It's fine. Yeah, so me and Bisping have been doing our podcast together and our radio show together. And Bisping...
He's a fighter as well?
Yeah, Michael Bisping's a UFC middleweight champion.
Wow.
So, fucking... Bisping, here, I forget that I'm in this world of killers. Like, mixed martial artists...
Thank you.
...are legitimately... Like the toughest people in the world, they can kill you with their bare hands.
Yeah, they're weapons.
They are. They could, like, if you were left in a room, any of us, with any UFC fighter, really any, maybe not the girls, but even some of the girls. Okay, some of the girls could do this, and they said, "All right, you're in this little room, 5 minutes, survive."
Yeah,
they'd kill you. They'd beat you to death. You'd be unconscious, and once you're unconscious, they can do whatever they want. It's over.
Let me ask you this. You're in a room, 5 minutes, you get two comedian friends, we have to know them, to be in the room with you. It's 3-on-1. Which two comedians are you choosing?
Oh, we'd fuck up any UFC fighter easily.
Really?
Any of them. I mean,
well, which two people? What about the three? You, me, and Mike Racine?
No.
We'd get dominated.
Not any UFC fighter, I don't think. I think if there's three
the
dudes...
The best. Let's say your buddy.
Okay. Who would I pick? I mean, my literally friends or comics that we know.
Let's do both.
Because, I mean, there's, like, look, could you pick Joe Rogan? Yeah, I think Joe Rogan and probably any other dude could take out most UFC fighters. Joe Rogan legitimately knows what he's doing, so he could fucking hold the guy there, you know what I'm saying, and be in a position while you fucking start hitting him in the head with the fucking microphone. By the way, I said you could use weapons.
Oh, I don't want to do weapons. I want to do three in an empty
room.
It's
not real, Joe.
I know, but for this specific...
It's
weapons,
all
right, I have a shotgun.
No, nobody said... There's no shotgun in the room, Joe. I said this room.
Oh, I didn't know this room.
This is the room.
Well, this room actually helps... Would be an advantage to us because it's smaller. Yeah. They don't have a room to fucking...
Can I use Shannon?
Yes. Just start hitting him in the head with Shannon's head.
Shannon, are you okay? Take one for the team.
Oh, shit. Well, no, we'll say fighters or comics that we actually know.
Yes.
None of us really know Rogan, right?
No.
Yeah. I would pick...
Tim Dillon?
No. Tim's not a tough guy.
You could hide behind him, though.
You need a tough guy. Tim would start sucking his cock.
What about Greer Barnes? Like, he's a tough guy.
You're just afraid of black people.
No, he's a tough guy.
No, I would pick, like, out of, like, the tougher guy... I mean, I would pick, like, Jimmy Martinez and Dante, right?
Yeah.
We would fucking stomp to death any UFC fighter.
Really? Don't you think there's a little age in them?
Yeah. Nope. Any UFC fighter... If I had Dante and Jimmy Martinez on my side, okay... You could bring any fucking UFC fighter here. I'm going to talk to Bisping about this and see if he agrees with me on this. Anyone. Me, Dante, and Jimmy Martinez. Because, dude, they're killers, you know. But Dante legitimately knows martial. I know he's older, but he was a legitimate martial artist who, I mean, that power doesn't go. Dante hits you. Dante can knock out a lot of UFC fighters. He's a fucking huge, powerful monster.
Yeah.
Jimmy Martinez
probably killed
fucking,
a few people, Dante.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. He's a fucking monster. He was involved in, like, underground pit fighting in the 70s in New York.
Yeah,
undefeated in Mandingo fights.
Yeah, stripping at night and killing dudes during the day with his bare hands. He is the ultimate male.
Yeah.
They based
Hulk
Hogan's character in Rocky III based off of Dante.
He's got a truck with his face on it.
Yes.
It's like, Dante's name was not Thunderlips.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Dante, Dante fucking, he's got a truck with his face on it. That stinks. But nobody would ever tell him that because even at 70, he will fucking kill you.
Yeah.
He will beat your fucking head in. So that's it. So yeah, I say Dante and Jimmy are the two guys.
How do you think Legion of Skanks would fare against one of these guys?
Legion of Skanks could beat up a lot of UFC
players. Dave, and Jay versus this guy, Bisbee.
Bisbee? No, not Bisping will kill anybody.
He would fuck up the three of you.
He's a god amongst men. But let's say
how about Chris Hardwick, Mike Lawrence, and...
we stop calling Chris Hardwick a fucking nerd? That bugs the shit out of me.
Yeah.
This hard-bodied, gorgeous, handsome,
MTV
charismatic
VJ.
Fucking MTV VJ with a fucking model wife, billionaire. He's not a nerd. There's nothing nerdy about Chris Hardwick. He was just like, I remember in high school, I was nominated for most individualistic. Me and a bunch of my friends, we were all weirdos, right?
Yeah.
But then the cool kids decided to nominate Mike Capalupo as well. Mike Capalupo was just like a fucking... soccer player, fucking popular kid who hung out with all the cool kids, but they were like, "We're not gonna let you guys have this. we want to nominate one of our own to have the Weirdo Award as well. And that's what Chris Hardwick is.
Yeah.
He is the fucking cool kid that for some reason the nerds have gone like, oh, yeah, well, yeah, he's one of us now.
People claim the lines of nerd are all mixed up. Because I get called a nerd. And I'm
like, you're a nerd.
I get laid. I got a girlfriend. Yeah. I'm an athlete. I'm a fucking
yeah. Joe's more
I'm
alpha
a
than nerd.
Godfather guy.
You're not an athlete.
I'm a zinger. I am an athlete.
What are you?
We've played football. You fucking you're not an athlete.
Hold on,
you're an embarrassment. Remember, you were like Joe List can fucking throw. Jesus, don't you remember?
You can throw a ball. That doesn't mean you're an athlete.
Well, better than most.
No, you're not a better athlete than most. You think so?
100%. Are you crazy? Like a lot better than most.
We gotta.
What's your thing? What do you do? Well, you throw
basketball, baseball. Okay. I can play football.
I've played every sport with you, and you play sports okay. You're okay.
You were like shocked when you're playing
because you look like a fucking comic book.
I'll
RG
take
character.
My shirt back off. I have bad teeth and glasses, so people are like, "Oh, you nerd." I hate sci-fi. I can't fucking watch it. I've never played a game of chess. I almost failed out of high school.
Can I
can't do math.
Joe, just because you're stupid
got
and
laid
you don't,
my whole
you don't
life.
Embrace nerd culture, nerd is not... You don't first you of all...
That's what it is. This is where it's
you're
wrong.
You're stupid. Here's where you're
this
stupid.
Is where it is. Nerd is like fucking... Doesn't socialize, has three friends, is fucking obsessed with Star Wars.
Yeah, anime.
Anime, thank you.
Let me see. Here's the thing, okay? You're not... I need a pen. I know. I need another one, obviously, Shannon.
I function socially in a group of people.
So,
I'm a popular guy. I was voted most popular guy in my high school.
Okay.
That's not a nerd thing. Nerds are on the fringes, and everyone hates them and pushes them down the stairs.
Joe, relax.
Yes.
I'm consistent here. If Chris Hardwick can't claim to be a nerd, you can't claim not to be a nerd.
That doesn't make sense.
Yes, it does. Nerd is a state of fucking
being. So you're going by...
There's nothing really nerdy about him, though,
other than
the
looks.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Right, exactly.
The way he kind of walks, he's got a nerdy walk.
Nerdy walk?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Oh, hey,
he's got anxiety.
That's kind of nerdy. That's actually a great point. Like a nebbish type of anxious, you're worried that people are mad at you. That's a nerdy thing about you. Your personality.
That's not what nerd is.
Joe, it's not just the glasses, okay? Because I'm telling you right now, it's not the glasses.
Zach is closer to a nerd than I am.
Can I tell you what?
That's a nerd.
Zach's a fucking fat nerd.
That's a nerd.
Listen to me.
Yeah, but Joe's more alpha than I am, I think.
Let me explain to you
why. Thank you, Mike.
The reason people are coming up to you, calling you a nerd, it's not just the glasses, okay? Nate Bargatze wears glasses. Nobody thinks Nate's a nerd, okay? It is the way you carry yourself has a nerdy appeal to it.
Well, I'm lanky also.
You have to explain that you don't like all this nerd shit. So what you're projecting to the world is a nerd. You can say all day long and be mad that people, but that's a nerd. What do you want me to say? You're just like a fucking cool nerd. Look, if you're black, you're black. I don't play basketball. I don't have an extra bone in my foot. I can't play the drums. Yeah, dude, you're still black.
No,
it doesn't
matter. Nerd is a personality type. It's an attitude.
You kind of have that attitude.
Maybe you're right.
Nerd's also, you know.
Nerd is Joe's N-word.
I mean, I don't mind being called a nerd. I'm just saying that's not what I am.
Yeah.
Joe, it's okay. We can call it to each other.
But I mean, look, I guess you're probably right by the technical definition. Let me actually look up the technical definition of nerd.
It's from Dr. Seuss, you know.
Really?
Yeah. He was the first one to coin that term.
A foolish or contemptible person who lacks social skills or is boringly studious. So that's the thing.
Okay, so not studious, certainly. I wouldn't say I'm a boring guy.
I got to find out what contemptible.
And then what was the first part? I'm not either.
A foolish or contemptible person.
I don't know what contemptible means.
I'm going to figure that out right now. And then we're
going to think that you can look down on them.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can.
Deserving contempt. You're despicable. Lacks social skills is the angle. For you.
I don't think I lack social skills.
Lack social skills.
I'm an eye contact guy. I'm out. I'm very sociable. I'm a sociable guy. I have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's still weird that you still are a nerd. You're right about everything that he's
saying.
Because
it's looks. You're going by looks only. And that's my point. I look like a nerd without question.
Yeah. That's interesting that.
But nerds know fucking. Like Greg Stone is a bigger nerd than I am. Greg Stone is like a nerd.
Yeah, he collects action figures.
Even though he's handsome and could beat most people up.
At the end of the day, I'm probably more of a nerd than you. I've read all the Harry Potter books. I was on the chess club. I was in drama society.
There you go. Yeah, you like to fucking sing.
But nobody calls me a nerd. I'm not a nerd. I'm a big fucking badass motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying. The lines are blurred. Because you're a big Puerto Rican.
No, that's because you need better glasses, Joe. You're a nerd. The lines are perfect here.
But by definition now, you can admit that I would not fall into the category of the definition of a nerd. Mm.
I would say you're a UFC nerd.
Yeah, kind of. Kind of. No, that's just being a fan. Being a fanatic is not a nerd. That's not a definition of a nerd either. Fanatical is, if you're fanatical about nerd culture-y things like Star Wars and all that shit, then it's a
little
different.
Why did you read the Harry Potter books?
I read them because, Shannon, can I grab
to prove you could read.
Thanks. I read them because me and a girl that I was dating when I was 19 years old, she was kind of a nerd. She was like an under the radar, like she was a nerd slut. A lot of nerds are sluts, you know.
Mm-hmm. But that's another thing. Like, to be a nerd is not getting laid.
No, who they fuck each other, dude. That's a famous line in that movie, American Pie.
Yeah.
You know, the one time in band camp I stuck a flute in my pussy? That's very true. All those fucking nerdy kids are all fucking each other.
Yeah, constantly.
Yeah, dude, drama side, people just fucking finger. It was crazy.
I was in marching band. Two of the ugliest people in the marching band couldn't keep their hands off each other.
Yeah, yeah.
It was disgusting.
Fucking skin flakes falling all over the place.
And the guy had a shitty chin strap.
Yeah, I bet.
Just always.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Shannon.
With this pig.
So, what the fuck was I just going to say? About fucking. Nerds fuck each other, Joe.
All right.
That's a regular thing. And also, I looked up the origin of the word nerd, and it says nothing about Dr. Seuss.
Really? Which one is Dr. Seuss? Look up, just type in nerd Dr. Seuss. That was the first usage of it. It was in a Dr. Seuss book. I'm pretty sure.
Joe is like when you watch a Vietnam movie, and there's a guy with glasses, and you think he's a nerd, and then he ends up killing a bunch of people.
Yeah, yeah, here we go.
I appreciate that.
The biggest surprise that my page has brought me, blah, blah, blah. The original spelling, K-N-R-U-D-U-R-D, and that the word derives from the reversing of the sense of the word drunk. Despite the lack of any documentation in support of this assertion, I've encountered the origin through blah, blah,
blah. So a nerd is the opposite of a drunk.
Oh, interesting.
Well, I'm definitely not a nerd then. Yeah. Maybe now I am.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Okay. Nothing on Dr. Seuss?
I don't know. Shannon's going to try to find it.
Yeah, find this Dr. Seuss nerd business.
Well, anyway, the point of all this, I don't even know how we got into this, is Jorge Masvidal, UFC fighter.
Jorge.
He tweeted at me, and he called me a weak sauce comedian, because me and Bisping right here, fake fighter Bisping plus weak sauce comedian equals everyone mad at me for not doing a garbage podcast. You drunk again?
What does weak sauce mean?
It's weak sauce, bro. You don't remember that from high school?
Act.
What?
Lose his act.
Yeah, yeah. It's weak sauce. You don't remember weak sauce?
No, we never
Maybe
said
that was
weak
a regional
sauce.
Thing. Look up the origin of weak sauce. Did you remember? You were a New York guy, right? Weak
yeah,
sauce.
I never heard that.
In high school.
That's a Shel Silverstein.
Was that was a regular thing you would say. That's weak sauce.
Yeah, it's the opposite of awesome sauce.
Yeah.
I never heard that in my life.
Look it up, Shannon. What's the origin
might
of
be
weak
like
sauce?
Might be a nerd terminology, so I wouldn't really be familiar with it. I feel like I've had some real good ones here.
You're killing it, Joe. You're killing it. Weak sauce, lame or pathetic, meaningless or pointless, apparent, meaning, let's see, I can't find the fucking origin, it's fine, but.
Saying that the sauce part stems from the word source, and then it comes from the anime series Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex.
Okay.
So it's like how ratchet is black people trying to say wretched.
Really?
I think so.
You know, black people like spell all like regular names all fucked up,
like Sean Figgins.
Yeah, and they're not trying to have a unique spelling.
They just can't spell.
They're really trying to spell.
I don't know about that.
I really think that, dude. I really think that half the time when you see people spell their name like all fucked up like that is because, and it's not happening anymore because people have Google now.
Yeah.
But before that, I mean, what were they doing? They were just kind of, it was a guessing game.
Yeah, because you have to fill out the birth certificate.
Right there
right?
And then.
Yeah.
Right, they say, dude, fill it out right now. And you go, oh, fucking boy. D'Anthony? I don't know how to spell that. How many apostrophes are in D'Anthony? If you have an apostrophe in your name, just realize your parents probably smoked crack. I'm just saying.
You don't think they do it to be, like, special?
No.
No?
I had a friend who was a teacher in the hood, and he had a girl in his class. Her name was spelled L-A-A. And he goes, how do you spell it? Say your name. She goes, LaDasha.
Yeah, I've heard that before from somebody else. That's a thing.
What?
LaDasha.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even get it. I thought it was just like they were like, fuck it.
No.
I worked with a guy from East New York, and I was like, what was the weirdest name you ever heard? He goes, probably Sexy Poo. Somebody in East New York named their baby Sexy Poo.
Wow.
I love it. Yeah. It's Can you name your kids symbols like that? You can't do that. Can you? Like, legally?
I don't know.
Well, the thing with their culture is... Just kidding.
I don't know. I
they
think
don't
can...
really respect the laws. So, I mean, technically, they can do whatever they want. Yeah, no. I don't
know. But don't you think black culture is very, like, individualistic and, like, you know?
You think
about being special?
Are you trying to say that word again? You're trying to use the word that I said earlier in a sentence later on in the podcast? Yeah,
I thought it was more like a gang than an individual.
Well, they're more about, like, you know, my swag, my shine. Italians are like that, too.
Yeah, but yeah.
They gotta stand out.
I don't know if the spelling of the name is gonna do that. They pick weird names for that reason.
Well, what are they gonna do? Name the kids after the father?
Oh, come on. All right, let's move on. So yeah, anyway, I'm famous now. But has there? We gotta move on. All right, let's guess the new Shannon.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I should have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
All right, here it is, guys. Guess the News. Donald Trump fired the director of the FBI, James Comey.
Nice.
So, my understanding of the scenario, because I've read nothing on this, is that Comey was investigating Trump.
Yes.
Trump was like, I don't need to get this guy in my fucking business. Beat it. You're out. Trump now went to Russia. I think I saw that. There's something happened with Russia. And this guy Comey is fucking outo.
Yeah, what's the segment? I don't understand what's happening.
I don't know what's happening in the world.
Oh, I see.
And I want to see how much I can nail it.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of coup talk out there.
Esther Koo, really? Coup She's back? Get out of town.
Coup.
Did she move to Miami?
You telling her to get out of town? What'd you say, Mike?
It wasn't funny.
So there's a coup? There's going to be a coup? I don't know what any of this means, man.
We're talking about the cover of the newspaper said coup de Trump.
You know what I really feel like?
The Daily News?
I think so.
Yeah.
You know what I really feel like? People who talk about politics
they're so lame.
They're the worst.
They're the worst fucking people.
Whether you know about it or not.
Yeah.
If you know about it and you speak, Dave does all the time in like social situations. We'll be just hanging out, right? And then like nobody's really into politics like that. But you know, people are kind of into it. So somebody'll say something and that'll set him off. And I'm like, dude, you don't see everybody backing out of the room right now and like moving away from this really heavy conversation,
right?
You know, it's like it's kind of it becomes a thing where, you know, it's almost like the new weather is people just talking about politics in like a half-assed way where they don't know.
Well, the weather is new because we're not doing anything about climate change politically.
You should send that to Colbert. It was a good zinger.
Yeah.
I mean, just it's making the state of comedy so terrible.
It's actually can I tell you why it's good?
Yeah.
Because everyone sucks so bad that it's easy to kind of stand out now.
I agree.
I hope so. But
it's, there's a lot of bad comedy. So much bad comedy.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, even the late night shows are just, I have no interest in anything they're saying.
I haven't seen a single late night set that I've enjoyed in 2 years.
Wait, what?
Other than you.
So, all right, guys, let's just take a quick second to talk about a couple of the amazing sponsors here on the Realize Podcast. Blue Apron, blueapron.com. Guys, this is it. Joe. I don't know if you're a Blue Apron guy.
I am a Blue Apron guy.
It's incredible.
I love Blue Apron.
I'm not
just saying that.
It sounds like we're just saying it because it's the sponsor for the show, but it's designed for guys like us. Yeah, Racine, you actually cook, so it's kind of, I would love to get your perspective on this.
Well, I actually did Blue Apron the other night, and we opened up the box, and there was no cum in it.
Yes, that's true.
What?
No one came in the box.
Yeah, so that's a difference from the way you cook.
Right.
Versus the way... So you don't want to... If you don't want gum in your food, you can order from Blue Apron. It's nearly guaranteed every single time. I'm sure they're not going to like that. So anyway, Blue Apron, it's a fresh ingredients delivery service. It's the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service
in the
country.
What's the number two? They have more cum.
Yeah, they definitely have a lot of cum.
Jesus with the cum.
Sorry, Joe.
I like this.
Whoa,
stuff.
And don't use the Lord's name in vain. Jesus with the cum. here's what they do, man. They send you pre-packaged recipe packets. So basically, you get an entire meal deconstructed, everything already pre-measured out, super easy to follow recipes. It shows up at your house in refrigerated boxes. If you got a date coming over and you want to really impress her, you can cook her an amazing dinner, stuff that you would never cook. Some of the upcoming featured meals: beef teriyaki stir fry with sugar snap peas and lime rice, baked spinach and egg flatbread with sauteed asparagus and lemon aioli, three cheese and baby broccoli stromboli with tomato and oregano dipping sauce. I mean, this is like crazy shit. I wouldn't know how to make one component of any of these meals. Blue Apron makes it as easy as pie for you to make anything. And you could probably make pie. To be honest with you, you could probably make some pie if you really look on Blue Apron, blueapron.com. It's not, here's the other thing, is you order out, you don't know where the food's coming from. They have all fresh ingredients. It's high quality ingredients. They work with local farmers. They work with some of the best people in the country to get fresh meats, poultry, vegetables, fruits, all that stuff, all the food groups. And on top of that, they prepackage it. This is my point, right? Okay, look, right? Here's the deal. You know, the baked spinach and egg flatbread with sauteed asparagus and lemon aioli, okay?
I bet there's no chopping, no washing, no tedious.
No, none of that stuff.
You do not have to wash.
But let's say one of the ingredients in that is, kosher salt, right? I don't got to go buy a giant thing of kosher salt. I just have the pinch that I need. Boom, done.
Boom.
I don't
give the Jews any more money than they already have.
Listen to me, Zach. This has nothing to do with the Jews. BlueApron.com. Here's what you do. Go check out this week's menu. You get your first three meals for free with free shipping. Go to BlueApron.com/real. You're going to love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's BlueApron.com/real. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. We got to talk about this other sponsor. I'm fucking really excited to have these guys. It's mybookie.ag. It's gambling. It's going to become a problem for me. I have an addictive personality as it is. So now I'm going onto this website and I'm spending money gambling on mixed martial arts, which is it's makes everything 40 times more fun, and that's actually why it's dangerous, okay? I'm not spending more money than I have, but the reality of it is it's really dangerous because it's so fucking addicting. It takes things that I don't care about, and then all of a sudden I'm caring about it, right? The NBA playoffs, I don't care about NBA, right? But if I go and put $100 on this game right now, let me tell you something. I'm watching on the edge of my seat. I'm losing my mind. I have way more invested literally than fans of these teams. I'm investing my money into it. So it turns everything into a lot more fun. Joe, you're a big sports guy. Are you a sports gambler?
I never gamble on sports because it's too much for me, but I would like
to. Is it a difficult process? Is that the problem?
That is the problem. I got to call a friend who's got an account. You can't open an account. I don't know how to do it.
You can open it right now at mybookie.ag.
We have a friend, Eric Guy. He won like $15,000 on a WNBA game once.
Really?
Yeah.
He actually gave me advice because I posted about this. I was like, I need advice on gambling.
Yeah.
And he's one of the guys. So I should listen to him.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. Look, this
tell me
weekend,
how to gamble because I would like to.
This weekend, Stipe Miocic is fighting Junior Dos Santos for the heavyweight title.
I like Dos Santos.
I'm putting some money on this. I like Stipe. Okay. I'm doing a 3-bet parlay on Stipe. I'm going to bet on Yoan Jędrzejczyk, and then I'm going to put money on Damian Maia. $150 I'm putting down. If you do a parlay like that, I'm getting $700 in profit if all three of those guys win. Joe, you sign into the account. It's all simple, right, as this. You use the promo code RAP. They're going to give you a 50% player's bonus, meaning if you put $100 down, you get $150 to play with. $200, wow. $300 to play with. Okay, 50% player's bonus no matter how much you play with. Use the code RAP. Go throw a little bit of money on some sports. It helps the show out as well. Let them know that we sent you by using the promo code RAP. It is a ton of fun. This weekend, I'm going to be spending some money on the fights, so follow along. I will live tweet. Right after that last main event, if I win the parlay, I will be live tweeting like a motherfucker, and I'll be very excited. So make sure you guys go to mybookie.ag, use the promo code RAP for a 50% player's bonus. Okay, let's get back into the show. I think people just don't know what to say to each other now, and it's easy to sound like you know a little bit of something that's going on in the world because it's in everyone's face so much.
Yeah.
So now everyone can kind of go like, oh, cool, yeah, man, fucking Le Pen, man. It's fucking, she's the other Trump from over there. And you know these little tiny little tidbits and facts. And then you can kind of sound like you're really carrying on a conversation, but it's actually not real. Like nobody knows anything except those surface things. This segment, Guess the News, it actually just shines a light onto America, bitches. Mm-hmm. All this is, what I'm doing right now is what everybody else does.
That's why nobody did Weekend Update better than Norm Macdonald, I think, because he would just find...
That was the idea.
Yeah.
You hate Colin Jost?
Yeah, I think he's a piece of shit. I hope he fucking dies.
Jost, you and your fucking brother. I hope you and your brother fuck each other to death.
Yeah, me too. I open for Colin. It's the only reason I get paid to do stand-up.
I don't. I thought we were doing a thing here. I thought we were trashing Colin Jost.
Oh.
I'm kidding, Colin. You're a good dude. No, they're great. So, yeah, I think, no, you're 100% right about that. Everyone, for some reason, wants to have this voice, and it's such an the place that everybody goes to.
But it's easy and lazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
It's easy and lazy. Not like just completely ignoring the news. That's difficult. It takes a lot of effort.
No, but here's the thing. It is, let me tell you something. It is easier and lazier to read a fucking headline and pretend that you're informed, okay? Because I don't read the news, but I'm very informed about the things that I give a fuck about. I'm really into parenting. I'm really into running a podcast network. I'm really into stand-up comedy. I'm really into fucking running my own business.
Yeah, you're a nerd.
He's really into pasta. So. But that, you know, so no, I don't know. Am I lazier than the fucking people that are reading a few headlines in a newspaper and acting like they fucking know what's going on and pretending to
I didn't genuinely mean you were lazy.
No, you
I was,
meant it,
I was
Joe.
Saying the opposite of what Mike said
Joe, you
for
fucking,
comedic purposes.
You meant it, you fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Non-athlete. What's your best sport, Joe?
Probably softball or volleyball. I mean, formerly baseball, but adults don't really play baseball.
Are you kidding me? Did you name two chick sports? You literally named two chick sports.
Well, softball is for men that fucking
chicks.
Are older. I mean,
chicks.
I could play baseball.
It's for
now.
Chicks.
I think there's more men playing softball over the age of 18 than there are women.
That's crazy. There was not even a softball team for men in high school.
I'm saying over the age of 18, dum-dum. A lot of us graduated when we were 18.
No, do you get what I'm saying, though? It's not meant for men. It's meant for women. They teach it to little girls in middle school and high school.
Older guys play softball.
Yeah, it's for drunk men.
Yeah.
What's it for, though?
What are you talking about?
Be around the guys.
It's just a bigger ball? Like, it's just easier to play?
It's a version of... First of all, it's tough to play. It's a version of baseball, but for older people that don't want fucking 90-mile-an-hour balls thrown at them or their arms falling off because they're whipping a baseball. So they play softball.
No. That would be like if we made the nets fucking three times the size in basketball.
There's just not a lot of places to play baseball
so that's
as an adult
be,
man.
That's what you'd be going. If the nets were three times the size
Find
of basketball,
me a baseball game.
I would be shooting swishes left and right.
You don't need as much
that
equipment,
doesn't even
right?
make sense.
Swish.
You're selling a person that doesn't never played softball or baseball. Also, there's not a place for men to go play baseball.
Volleyball's a chick sport, though.
Oh, volleyball's great.
Volleyball's for women. Dude.
I want to line up against you on the fucking net in a volleyball game.
I'm not athletic.
I like dodgeball. Can we play dodgeball?
That's for children.
Okay.
Yeah. They don't even let kids play dodgeball anymore.
No, I know.
Because, you know, because they would throw the balls at nerds like Joe, but then Joe has fucking non-nerd super fucking strength.
I would catch the ball.
Just catch it with his one hand.
I would.
Lewis is trying to start an adult smear the queer league.
I'm flat-footed. That's the only sport I can play.
What?
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball, yeah.
That's a real fucking nerd element right there.
Yeah, I know.
So you say volleyball and softball are your best sports.
I would say that, yeah.
What's your best sport? Is it you're not
look
good at sports?
Feet.
You
look
never
my,
did it.
Look at my foot.
It is flat-footed.
Oh, it's dirty.
It is
what
weird.
What the fuck are you doing? Get your feet off the table.
He doesn't buy new socks. That's okay. That's not a dirty sock. That's a sock that's been dirty in the past.
Yeah.
And that's as clean as it's going to get. Those are all my socks. Those are all my underwear. All my underwear are fucking all ratty and fucked up.
Yeah, oh, mine are ripped. Yeah.
Yeah, why am I buying new underwear? Who am I fucking being sexy for? If you're seeing me in my underwear, it's too late. You're there.
New socks are pretty sweet, though.
Yeah, new socks
are
good.
That nice white pair of pristine white pair of socks.
Or if you have Gas Digital socks.
Oh, wow. Look at that. That's important.
That's cool.
Like the Puerto Rican fucking rattlesnake.
How do you accomplish all this stuff?
What?
When I think about all the stuff you do every day,
socks?
I get overwhelmed. But how do you get your network on socks? How do you pay
for
that?
You just go to a fucking website and get them on socks. I have a vendor that did this specifically, but yeah, you just gotta fucking do it.
Yeah.
Do Microscene socks.
Yeah.
You want to do Microscene socks for Gas Digital?
Okay.
I like that you opened for Colin Jost, who's like a millionaire. He's like the star of SNL, and you're like, yeah, he's whatever. How'd you get your socks with the symbol on it? I really look up to that. That's something I admire.
But no, because he can understand the path of comedy. You're a comedian. You can understand the path of auditioning, getting on SNL, getting that gig. You're like, that's it. But you're not like a businessman or you're not like a self-promoter like that.
No.
So your mind can't even connect with like, what's the first step on getting that on a pair of socks? It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it just seems overwhelming.
Yeah, but it's a lot. It's a lot. But you're kind of the same way, Joe. You're like, you don't really have like a business sense. You've said it. You're like, yeah, dude, I like to just
Because I'm not
jokes.
A nerd. Nerds have business
no,
sense.
No, nerds are not good at business.
Yes, you're dubiously intelligent or whatever the fuck.
No, that's not true. Nerds, no. Fucking good business people crush nerds.
Nerds do it. No. Bill Gates is a fucking nerd.
Fucking bitch, though.
Yeah, this Warren fucking, Buffett's this, kind of a nerd.
Warren Buffett's a fucking jobs nerd.
Fucking studio autism. Bitches. You don't fucking bring up.
Lewis is a nerd. Let's just be honest.
Yo, if I ever saw Warren Buffett, I'd smack him in the mouth.
Smack him in the mouth and finger his daughter in front of him.
Yeah.
He'd be like, yeah, I hate Margarita.
Do
Bill.
Something.
Pull up Warren Buffett's daughter. I bet she's hot.
She'd be like 60.
How old is Warren Buffett?
He's like 84.
He's like 70.
Pull up Warren Buffett's granddaughter. Yeah. Great granddaughter. I don't know.
Did we find anything on Dr. Seuss Nerd, by the way? Or
we did. We
gay?
Read the whole thing. It was drunk backwards.
There we go.
Let me see.
Susan Alice Buffett.
Let me see her on the big screen. Look at her. I'd fuck.
Yeah. She's not bad.
The daughter of Warren Buffett. She's also an American philanthropist. Full-on rapist. Was that from? Was that It's Always Sunny? That was one of the fucking funniest jokes in It's Always Sunny.
Oh, yeah.
They were trying to train him to go on a date, Charlie, yeah. And they're like, you're a philanthropist. And then he goes on the desk, he goes, I am a full-on rapist.
That's great. That's great.
Fuck, that made me laugh. Oh, shit. Or SNL back in the day. Sean Connery.
Yeah,
the therapy. No, the therapist.
The rapists.
That's one of the hardest SNL sketches to find is Belushi calling the rape hotline.
Have you ever seen that? No.
It was like the second season. It's Belushi and it's like a rape hotline. Yeah. And Belushi's like, he calls the hotline. He's like, yeah, I mean, the whole time she was screaming, she scratched my face. It's really dark.
Wow.
And they like, do not put it out.
Maybe if she should put it out.
Who works for a suicide hotline? At least one out of three people have to be there to get off on listening to people kill themselves. Like nobody, there's not like, you're not really helping people. Anybody can kind of sign up for it, right?
Well, I heard the one in New York, they hang up after 10 minutes.
No.
Yeah, you only get 10 minutes with them.
Shut up.
Yeah, because there's, I guess, so many people who kill themselves.
But what happens if they don't convince you to not kill yourself in 10 minutes?
They hang themselves.
I guess you're on
they hang up the phone, they hang up their neck.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, who would do that? You know what they should do? They should cross over suicide hotlines and the sex lines, suicide hot lines, and then fucking just have girls being like, "Yeah, go get a paper towel roll and some baby oil." You know, if she gets you hard, you're probably not gonna commit suicide until you come, right?
But I always want to commit suicide.
Why don't we test this out?
Can you hijack?
Yeah, can you hijack a suicide hotline?
No, they did that on another podcast that used to be on this network, and I don't want to repeat their bit. But if you were going to commit suicide, would you jerk off that morning?
It's hard to say.
I feel like you would want to get it out one more time.
I feel like you just
I think that you're so miserable, though, you can't get a hard on. I think you're at a low point.
The most I've ever jerked off in my life is when I've been my most depressed.
Right, but I think suicidal is like a different level of depressed.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, I assume...
I think if you're going to do that, you're not going to get distracted.
I think most people that have dealt with debilitating depression have thought about suicide. I think that most people have actually thought about suicide.
Yeah, but
there's
a difference between thinking about suicide and getting to the point where you're fucking killing yourself. I think it's a point that none of us have obviously reached.
Well, yeah, I mean, because you don't kill yourself, but no, I think that, you know, I've definitely had bouts of depression where I've legitimately been suicidal, like, and then stopped jerking off. I doubled down, bitch.
Yeah.
You know? Because there's like a thing, like, jerking off is almost like, who's happy when they jerk off?
I enjoy it quite a bit.
Are you happy? I feel pathetic. Every time I jerk off, like,
I've never understood that. People have been saying this my whole life. I've never had any shame or patheticness in my life. I think I have good parents or something. I jerk off, I go, that was fun, and I enjoyed it, and I'm moving on with my day.
My computer is set for like 2 minutes, and then it goes to sleep. So what happens is I'll be jerking off sometimes, and then it'll go to sleep, and I get the black reflection.
You see yourself.
It's not good.
Yeah, seeing yourself is a bummer, but what are you going to do? You're just jerking off, you know? It's fucking pleasurable.
Yeah. But
it depends on what you're thinking about. If you're thinking about a girl you fucked, that could be pleasurable. If you think about a girl you could never fuck, that's when the sadness rolls
in. You're watching fucking porn all morning, like, you know, and spending fucking hours of your day jerking off. It's a sad thing.
Well, hours of your day.
Yeah.
I jerk off once. I feel good. It's a nice release. And then I move on with my day.
No, I used to jerk off a lot. Back in the day, I was like addicted to porn. I think not addicted, but like I watched porn a lot. I would jerk off a ton.
Yeah.
Like when I would like. If I had like a sick day, I mean, it would just be napkins everywhere from like boogers and jerking off. It would fucking be crazy.
More like a stick day.
Yeah, yeah. All right, real quick. I want to talk about this. You know what? Let's fucking change it up for a second. Let's go to Does It Live, Shannon. We got a new Does It Live this week.
Does it live or does it die?
Does it live, guys? This is going to be a biker versus a bear.
Is this a video?
It's two gay guys fucking. yeah, it's a video. So pull it up on the big screen, Shannon, right here. So there's a biker going down a mountainside, I believe in Russia. Check this out. Now, and Shannon, remember, make sure you stop it before. So you got to start playing it. You're good. So this biker's going down the hill, and you see off to the right.
It should say cyclist.
Yeah, sorry.
A biker is a fucking...
Look at this bear. Look at this bear. Pause it. Does he live or does he die, guys?
All right. My first thought is horrifying. If he died, I would have seen this already.
Yeah. He's Russian, so if he dies, he dies.
Very good. But because it's Russia, makes me think he might die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is a newer video. This is not old. This is a newer video. You've not seen this.
I'm going to say he lives. I'm going to say he outruns this bear.
You think he outruns a bear?
Yes.
You think he outruns a bear?
Or maybe...
Or it attacks him and his friend does something.
Thinking about myself...
What the fuck is his friend going to do?
Get off the
just
bike.
Just a bike trick over him.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like maybe his brain goes haywire and he crashes and then the bear just gets him and then the friend rides right around.
Just fucking...
That's what I'm going to say.
So you think he crashes...
Yeah, he fucking wipes out, bear gets him, and then the second cyclist cruises right away. I thought this was going to be like a fucking Harley guy with a fucking spiky helmet.
Just fighting a bear?
Leather pants, yeah, that's what I was expecting.
You put boxing gloves on him? Oh, shit. All right, well, let's go. Let's see, does he live or does he die? The bear is attacking from the right. Here we go.
He ain't catching him.
He didn't catch that one. Yeah. No, he survives.
This is the lamest video I've ever seen.
Stewie, a fucking bear! Why would you stop? Why would you stop? Oh, because maybe the bear was going to go cut him off.
That's what I think was happening.
That bear was like a fucking fast Puerto Rican kid on the playground.
Wow.
I was on the playground with my kid the other day, and like him and this little Puerto Rican kid were like just chasing each other playing tag. And I'm like, James, fucking just cut him off. I mean, what are you doing? He's going around in a circle. You know, if you just go through there, you're going to get him every time. And that's what he kept on doing to James, but he wouldn't connect with that. He wouldn't fucking cut through. Anyway.
Maybe he's a slow Puerto Rican kid.
Yeah. So he lived. What was that?
Good for him. But he's going to die eventually.
That is also true.
Just not at the hand of a bear.
Yeah. That would be one of the worst deaths ever.
Yeah, it'd be a bummer.
Bear death?
Remember we watched on Legion of Skanks, a guy get eaten face first by a bear.
It was fucking brutal.
Disturbing.
Yeah. Still jerked off that night.
Yeah.
Is AIDS gone?
No. I think there's certain communities that still suffer from it, like African communities and,
other African communities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you fuck a gay African man, I mean, is it a death wish? If you meet a gay African guy, like just a straight up African, like, you know, wearing fucking like, you know, Adidas without socks
and a red ribbon.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that has to be like the fucking highest group of like, it's like 98% of Africans that are gay have AIDS, without a doubt.
If he's a heroin addict, it really cranks it up.
Oh yeah, an African heroin addict, gay.
Yeah, that's definitely.
Well, it's like totally forbidden over there to be gay.
So you got to really want that.
You got to really want it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's forbidden everywhere technically. You know, they don't fucking.
Except this liberal nightmare.
This country? No, it's forbidden.
Everybody can just do whatever they want.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. God's about to rain nuclear holocaust on the earth. So you think it has nothing to do with the gays?
What if only the gays survive?
Oh, my God.
That was the trick the whole time.
That's it. We've been doing it all wrong. So, yeah, here's the deal. AIDS was so terrifying when I was a kid. Right when we started fucking, okay, 90, you were 13 you started fucking?
No, I was asking you.
No, I was...
2013?
Days after my 16th birthday, just a few days after.
Okay.
That's impressive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the girl started fucking became a heroin addict.
Good for her.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they're related. I don't know. Mm. I don't know.
She's chasing that dragon.
Yeah.
You're the dragon.
Yes.
Your dick is the dragon.
But AIDS was a thing in high school, like health class, that it was like fucked up.
Where did you go to high school?
Just right outside, about an hour out of the city, suburbs, yep. Rockland County.
Okay.
So AIDS was like a real deal. Like, you know, you thought if you fucked without a rubber, there's a good chance you were going to get AIDS.
Yeah.
You know, Kids, the movie Kids was like a fucking, that was brutal. That was a scary fucking movie. Then I went to go see Rent when I was in high school as well, which is just the musical adult version of Kids, you know? And then you go, hey, maybe AIDS isn't that bad. You're just singing and dancing.
How many people do we know with AIDS?
I don't know anybody with AIDS.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, Mike D had
he
HIV
died,
positive.
Guys.
But not even in your life,
AIDS?
How many people?
Do you think the stand just doesn't book him and they use his image?
How many people in your life have you known with AIDS?
I think Mike D was the only one. He didn't even die of AIDS.
Positive. Yeah, he died of
heart attack.
Yeah, heart failure.
I met a kid around my age one time who contracted HIV. That was kind of a bummer. I was like 23. He was like,
how'd you meet him?
Through a girl I was dating.
Glory hole?
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys were Eskimo twins?
Yeah, oh yeah.
They're great with dating. And how do you contract AIDS? Through heroin or gay?
Probably gay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have one other person I know. And it's my friend. He got it from a blood transfusion when he was a kid.
Jesus.
That's the craziest.
It didn't happen.
He's lying. It did in the 80s.
But I remember in school they'd be like,
you're gay, your friend's gay.
I remember in school
he's married to a beauty queen.
He should tell her that he's gay. And he got AIDS from fucking dudes.
Well, they would be like, here's how you get AIDS. If your dentist doesn't wear gloves and he has AIDS and he
drip
cuts
it into
his
your
finger.
Mouth.
Yeah, he cuts his finger in your mouth.
Yeah.
And it could drip blood in your mouth. And that's a rare way to get AIDS.
Yeah, yeah. It was that. That's your friend is that guy.
Then we got a blood transfusion in the 80s before they checked.
It happened, dude. There was a movie. It's like a sci-fi movie. They never
that's
happened.
What happened to Ryan White.
I know. That, yeah.
Who's that?
Oh, do you remember when Godzilla came down to the earth and fucking blew up Tokyo? These are movies. Doesn't happen.
Who's Ryan White?
You don't know Ryan White?
No.
How old are you?
He was played by young Tom Hanks.
Ryan White was like the face of AIDS. He was the kid. He was like a 12-year-old kid.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a Wheaties box.
We saw that movie.
Box.
Yeah, we saw that movie in health class. And Nikki Cox played his sister, I think, right?
He was like a celebrity.
Well. You know,
and then Elton John and him were best friends.
Yeah, well, we know why that happened. No,
nice try, Elton John. We're on to you.
He's had all these songs about women, Elton John, as well, in like the 60s and 70s.
Really?
Like, you are the fucking gayest dude.
You had to play the game, dude.
I remember being a kid being like, yeah, he's fucking gay. Like, there's no way. But yeah, Ryan White was the kid who they became blood brothers. Or that's how his friends found out that he had AIDS. Because they wanted to become blood brothers. They're like, come on, let's do it. And then Ryan White was like, no, I can't. They're like, why not? What, do you don't want to be our blood brother? And I was like, nah, I have AIDS. Pull up that scene from the movie. Pull up Ryan White.
I never watched the movie.
And then
special.
Pull up Mr. Belvedere. There's an episode where a kid has AIDS.
No.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is there? Why do they always try to do that? And like they try to be deep on certain in comedies all the time. There'd always be one deep episode like where Arnold got fucked or the guy, the comic book.
Hey, Arnold?
No, Arnold.
Different Strokes?
From Different Strokes. The guy from the comic book store tried to fuck him.
The bicycle store.
Yeah. Fresh Prince got raped. And then Punky Brewster, he got raped. You guys said raped. He got shot.
Oh,
so
did
Fresh
he?
Prince got shot.
I didn't know that.
And then there was a Punky Brewster where these 12-year-old girls,
she got drunk
out.
And she got a triple team at a party.
No, they had all these pills. The girls were like, you want to do drugs? And they had like every kind of pill. It was like a sixth grader.
They Saved by the Bell had the amphetamine episode?
Yeah, yes. Where she was taking fucking, fat burners.
I'm so scared.
I'm so excited.
Well, I remember like Full House did an episode where like Stephanie's friend got hit by his dad, and I'd be like, "Yeah, Dad hits me," and my dad would be like, "Yeah, but not like that."
Yeah. Or yeah, Roseanne when DJ stole her car, drove it into a building, and then she spanked him on the butt 3 times, and then
and that was like wrong,
and it was like a whole thing at the end. She was like, "I shouldn't have hit you." I was like, "If I stole my mother's car, my mom would punch me in the face, close fist, for spilling a glass of milk."
Really?
If I stole her car and drove it into a building, and I think she would legitimately beat me to death. I mean, I'm talking about like she wouldn't stop. I couldn't even imagine the type of fucking pain that I would deal with. All right, good, Shannon, pull it up. Remember the what was the one with the little girl who was a robot?
And small then they would sit
small
around.
Small wonder. He had to fuck that little robot, right? It's not even a real girl. Is that a pedophile now?
Small wonder is a documentary about Mike's dick.
Whoa. Hey. I told you that in confidence, Joe.
Shannon, what is this?
This is
the video
Ryan fucking White after school special?
This is just a video for Small Town.
Yeah, Shannon. Well, is this the beginning of it? Okay, all right. So let's fast forward a little bit past the music.
this movie. I want to watch it.
Yeah, I remember watching this in health class.
Yeah. Well, Shannon, I wanted the actual scene where he tries to be blood brothers. It's fine. Did she say something about blood? Hold on. Never mind. Go back. That was great. Time out.
Here, put this one on. You look good in this.
Crumbs up the jacket. It's your face.
They're gay, see?
Crumbs up the shirt. It's your face.
Yeah.
What happened was Ryan White had a gay African friend, and they became blood brothers.
Stop it. Stop it now.
Ryan, you're gonna get all your poisonous blood all over the room.
Next time use your own, okay? Come on, Heath.
Hey, you want to be my blood brother?
Hello, your penis looks very tasty. Time out, I need to take some of this heroin. We should be blood brothers.
I did heroin with my Uber driver.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. I bought a really nice bag on Canal Street, and then I started fucking this gay African guy in an alleyway. And then he offered me some heroin. I don't know. It was a great Saturday.
You are tight like a boy.
I don't do African very well, but you get the idea.
Shit. You are as tight as a brand new DVD. that was fucking... That was it. And that was always the thing as well. You don't want to get into a fight, I remember, because if the person has AIDS, they could spray their blood into your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So what type of fucking fights were we getting into when we were kids where... It was like a horror film. Just,
but then there was always like a, don't worry, kids. It's only for drug addicts and homosexuals.
Yeah, I remember I went to a sex clinic or the free STD clinic, and then they played a video about black people, AIDS in the black community. And then the next video was AIDS in the drug community. And then the next video was AIDS in the gay community. Yeah. And then it looped back to the black community again. And I was like,
I'm safe.
Showed a white guy smiling.
Yeah, I was like, I guess I'm fine.
Yeah, I had a doctor tell me that. I had a doctor, Dave Smith. We had the same thing as well.
Dave Smith.
Dave Smith, he told me, hey, do you got AIDS?
He's not a doctor. He just really knows a lot about politics.
Yeah. No.
And as a Jew.
He reads a lot.
A doctor told me that, that unless you're having gay sex or doing heroin, you're not getting AIDS.
Yeah.
You're just not getting it. And then I just started raw-dogging everyone.
Yeah, it's apparently very hard to contract it through a vagina. It's like 0.01% or something.
Because think about it, man. It's like
If you're not a sinner, you don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah. But your dick hole's not that big, you know? You remember there was an old wives'
Mine's
tale?
Enormous, but...
There was an old... the hole was actually big?
Wild.
No.
It's 3 inches in diameter.
It's like the size of a penny.
Well, you remember when we were kids, they were saying don't pee in a lake because there's a little fish that can swim up your pee stream and swim into your body?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's stupid. It's not happening, okay? So
did Big J have a bit about that?
Maybe. That's kind of AIDS. The AIDS can't swim up your fucking pee hole.
That fish definitely exists, just like in like South America.
Yeah, no, Kurt. Kurt has a bit about it.
No,
I think it's a real story.
It's not a real fish. I'll bet everyone in the room right now $10 that there's not a fish that can swim up your pee stream and go into your penis.
I know that Kurt has a bit about it.
It's almost like God cursed Africa and South America.
Yeah, seriously. If that's true, that's fucking bananas. And I'm never going anywhere near South America. That's crazy. I'll bet anybody here, I'll put an actual bet on the line right now that's not true.
I'm remembering where I read it now, and I think it was a horror book, so yeah.
I read
50% sure that I'm wrong.
I read it in a Snapple Facts.
Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, Volume 3. What does it say, Shannon?
Snapple Fact.
So it says the name of the fish is Candiru, and while some of them can grow up to 16 inches, they're a smaller species known for invading... the human urethra.
There you go.
Hold on. By swimming up your pee stream?
What if Wikipedia said pee hole?
It doesn't say specifically. It just says to invade.
It's probably just if you're in the water.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I think that things can enter your body if you're in the water, right? But no, I'm talking about fish.
No, because how would they get up the stream? It seems like the opposite of gravity.
Well, also, I mean, have you ever seen trout fucking swim upstream? That happens, Zach. They're fish. They can swim upstream.
Yeah, but that's a stream of a river, not a stream of pee.
Candiru.
Is it supposed to be showing at this video?
Let's see. Hold on.
There's a sort of urban legend about a fish that lives in the Amazon that is capable of swimming up a urine stream into a human being. It turns out it's not a legend. This does actually happen. You've got to be very unlucky for it to happen to you. But
what?
We actually
Pete Lee?
Someone that it happened to.
Silvio, felt the need to urinate, as happens. While he was relieving himself, suddenly he said, he just had a bit of a shock. And, the first thing he knew was that the fish was already, inside. Only
His
tail was out.
Fuck
off! How did he get it out of there?
You're gonna suck it out. You get your best friend to suck it out.
That's great.
That could be a Legion of Skanks episode.
Yeah. You're gonna suck this Ken Biru out of my cock. Actually, that's kind of awesome. You're with a hot chick, you get a Ken Biru in your dick, you're like, well, sorry, babe.
Yeah.
The only way to get it out. That's crazy. That's craziness.
Yeah.
That's you. That's the way you get rid of rattlesnake poison too. Is you suck it out, right?
Yes.
Is that an old wives' tale? It's like that. Like that's not good. Like
no, you gotta suck it and then you spit it out. That's real.
Is that real?
Yes.
Have
of
you
course.
Done? You haven't done anything like that. But I'm saying you know this from like an actual fucking thing.
Yeah, yeah. Because the poison goes in you and you gotta fucking pull it out. And...
No, I know what you're saying. I get the idea, Joe.
Well, what do you want me to say? Yes.
I just feel like none of this stuff works. I feel like these were all silly things before the internet figured it all out.
What about pissing on a jellyfish?
On the sting?
That's supposed to work.
That's real, too.
I bet it's not. I bet you these are all silly, stupid things.
The jellyfish one isn't true. That one is just the warmth. So even warm water will ease the burn.
What?
I
thought it was the salt and the chemicals.
I just want a girl to pee on me.
I thought it was because urine is sterile.
Yeah. No, urine being sterile doesn't mean it sterilizes things. Your urine is sterile, meaning there's no bacteria in your urine, so it won't cause harm to, something.
But... wouldn't some ocean water have bacteria in it?
Yeah, but the urine, there's no difference between urine and water. Water is sterile in that sense. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, water.
Yeah, but not ocean water.
I'm saying a fucking cup of water.
Yeah. But anyway, if you're in the ocean.
So, all right, what about sucking out the snake venom? Can you do that? Is that real?
No, that one's a myth. It says if you're trying that it spreads so quickly that the act of sucking it out is delaying the person from getting treatment.
Yeah, idiot.
Oh, wow.
You're sitting there with your little tiny mouth, which is the perfect size for one of the teeth. So you're just doing them individually as well. You're just doing pss, pss, pss. And now I could be in a fucking ambulance on my way to the hospital, but Joe List has to start sucking on my fucking snake bites.
What if I suck while we're in the ambulance?
Can't hurt. There's no downside to it.
Right. Well, except that you might swallow the poison and then you die.
What if I start blowing it in deeper? We're trying to kill you.
That's funny.
Oh, shit. Interesting stuff. Very interesting. All right, let me ask you a question. This is actually a great question. Before we get into the questions of the day, because I asked this to my Twitter feed as well, okay? Having AIDS. AIDS is also a thing now. They have PrEP for it, which is like the new once-a-day pill, so it stops you from spreading it, I guess. Or I'm sorry, you take it if you're sleeping with somebody with AIDS, right?
I believe so.
Or do you take it if you have AIDS? Or maybe both?
I think PrEP is to prevent you from getting it.
I made that to a joke to a girl recently. I was taking medication in the morning. She was like, oh, what medication are you on? I was like, PrEP. I didn't say anything. I just like watched her like fucking look down. Okay, so this is the question that I'm going to post to everybody. What would you rather have? Would you rather contract AIDS, get paralyzed from the neck down, or go blind?
Oh, neck down.
Yeah, neck down. Or go blind.
This is waist down.
Oh, sorry. I meant neck down. Or go blind.
AIDS.
Not HIV positive, AIDS. I think I'd go blind.
Yeah, because AIDS is technically you're dead, right?
AIDS, you're going to die in like a few years. Blind, you can live another 60 years. And you can still listen to music.
Yeah, you could live for a long time with
HIV, you could live for a long time. Once it turns into full-blown AIDS.
Oh, okay. If AIDS is still rough. Right, you go to the doctor fucking six times a day, blah, blah, blah.
No.
You're still going to the doctor. AIDS is fucked up, dude. AIDS.
All right,
you're
HIV,
dying.
Fine.
I don't have health insurance.
HIV, Joe.
HIV positive? I'd take that one probably. I mean, that you can last a long time. There's all kinds of medicine.
That's what I think everyone's answering. Because I put a Facebook poll out. 66% of my fan base says they'd rather get AIDS than go blind or be paralyzed. Only 2% picks paralyzed from the neck down. 32% says blind.
Dude, I think AIDS, I think it's like a misconception now because of Magic Johnson and HIV positive and stuff. I think AIDS is still a fucking nightmare. You have no immunity.
We just don't hear about it as much anymore.
That should be in the next Nightmare on Elm Street. That's what Freddy does. He just gives everyone AIDS.
Yeah, I think AIDS, you're still like... I mean, I've still seen footage of people who have AIDS and they're fucking rotting to death.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. What's the life expectancy for AIDS now, Shannon? It has to be much longer, right? Like the average person can live with AIDS much longer.
I think it's like 8 years.
No. Or HIV, I'm sorry. AIDS. HIV. All right, fine. AIDS.
Let's keep it at AIDS.
Stop being all fucking technical, Joe. AIDS is a funnier word than HIV.
Yeah, it is a funnier word. HIV turns into AIDS?
Yeah, you have HIV and then it turns into AIDS.
But at what point does it turn into AIDS?
But now you can
eat after midnight.
Now you can have it for like 30 years without it turning into AIDS. Like Magic Johnson never got AIDS.
Yeah, the life expectancy in 97, the life expectancy at age 20 would be 19 years. But in 2011, it's 53 years.
That's HIV positive.
Wow, 53 more years if you catch it at 20. So you have 53 years to live. You know, nobody's. That's almost as high as the life expectancy of men, just in general. Like life expectancy of men is like 77 or some shit like that.
But I assume that's HIV positive.
But you're
right?
Rocking and rolling. You got AIDS. You're just fucking doing awesome gay parties and drugs. If I had AIDS, I mean, I'm going off the deep end, giving it to everybody.
Right. Why is it fair that I have it and nobody else does?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about herpes.
Yeah.
Spread it around a little.
I have a bit about wanting to get herpes just to give freedom to other people.
Yeah, I've heard it.
You know, I had an outbreak like 3 years ago.
Oh, that's right. I keep on forgetting that you have herpes.
Yeah, but it never came back. So I don't know what.
So you don't have it.
I guess I don't have it.
You're good.
No, you're fine.
Isn't that weird? I was telling everybody I had herpes.
Why'd I do that? You don't have to tell everybody.
I don't have to tell anybody.
It's gone. Not if it's gone.
Yeah.
Maybe you're the cure.
Yeah, dude. Maybe we need to see your blood.
Sorry, 2 years ago.
We like the monkey.
Maybe it's my pasta sauce available at MikeRacine.com.
Oh, give me a gross of it.
You're the fucking monkey in outbreak. We have to catch you and use your blood to create a serum.
All right, fine.
With all due respect, sir, fuck you. Remember that big moment in the movie?
Yeah, that was a great movie.
What, Philadelphia?
No, Outbreak, you dum-dum.
Oh, sorry. I'm a 90s kid.
Outbreak from the 90s.
I didn't realize we're using the word outbreak while we're talking about herpes. I didn't even connect that.
Yeah, that's why I thought.
That's where it came from.
Okay. So that's interesting. AIDS isn't even a fucking thing, and everyone would rather have AIDS than being blind. That would be a big debate for me. Do I get AIDS or do I go blind? Because being blind, I feel like that's a better comedy thing. Like, that's funnier on stage. Like, if you have AIDS, like, right. I don't think you're ever going to really get it across that it's funny to people.
Yeah, if you're blind, you can walk up and go, hey, you guys look great. Boom, you're already
killer. Yeah, fucking but if you're murdering,
if
dude.
You're blowing into a tube to get onto the stage, people are going to be rooting for you at least.
Yeah, but they're going to root for you with any affliction. You know, black, Puerto Rican, women.
Lewis goes on stage with an affliction t-shirt.
Yeah, they're not rooting for me. They hate that.
No matter what happens after the show, both crowds are going to say, do you really have AIDS? Yeah. Are you really blind?
Yeah. Of course. But no, here's the thing. You go up there and it's a weird thing because you feel bad. You don't want to feel. That's why when retarded people do comedy, it's like it's really anti-comedy.
Yeah.
Like, you
like
know,
Joe Pera?
No. But there's legitimate like retarded people who do comedy who have like mental, like they've been in an accident and they're just like.
Oh, I've seen that all the time.
Some good jokes,
and then they fucking go through the fucking bit and they get there and it takes them like 4 minutes to get. An okay bit.
She's got some good jokes, but there was another guy who came around open mics and he had a brain injury and he talked like this and he was just a nightmare of a comedian and a person.
You know what it is though? And here's what happens. These people do well. I almost feel like it's the same thing with like really slow delivery.
Yeah.
And it's musical comedy and it's all these little like tricky type comedies. They're shitty pun jokes and they do them under a piano music or they'll do them while they're playing guitar or they'll do them through the voice of a retard or with an Asian accent.
Yeah.
And then they go, oh, they got through the joke. This is great. Yeah. And they get credit just for being able to kind of just nail the words.
No, but this guy couldn't even break out of like the open mic scene.
Mm. That's crazy. How bad are you if you're retarded
and
you can't break out of the open mic scene?
Yeah.
That's it. It's the only industry where if you're mentally handicapped or black, you're going to get ahead.
The open mic scene. That was a good pun.
That wasn't bad.
I got to go.
That wasn't bad. So, all right, let's do the questions.
Give me a fucking answer. 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 I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
Question of the day segment. Brought to you by my favorite coffee, Death Wish Coffee. They don't even pay me to do that. I'm just going to start saying that because I really do enjoy Death Wish Coffee. And they're coming to Skankfest. They're giving all the performers bags of coffee.
Oh, nice.
That's Gangfest. Really good coffee. So, yeah, guys, Mondays and Wednesdays around 9 a.m. I'll post to Facebook, facebook.com/LewisJGomezComedy. And I will ask you to ask us some questions, and we will try to answer the best ones on the show. Also, I'm not just doing it on Facebook anymore. If you guys want to submit questions through GomezComedy.com, you guys can do that right on the contact page. Just submit your questions through there. I'm going to start going through that as well. Okay. Bill Jordan wants to know, top three alcoholic drinks if you're on the real ass diet. You know, what would I drink? I would drink vodka. I would drink Maker's on the rocks. And then I would drink a little bit of wine. You're not really supposed to have red wine. It's fucking, it's sugar. Yeah. Sugar. But I will say this much. Real ass diet, it's paleo. It's natural. It's natural sugar. So, I mean, the same way that you're not supposed to drink apple juice or orange juice, you're not supposed to drink red wine. So if you're having a couple glasses of red wine, in my opinion, it's not really... There's not going to be a person who, if that's the only sugar you're getting in your life, is having a couple glasses of wine every once in a while. There's nobody that's fat because of that. You know what I'm saying? Cut out all the other shit. So this is directed towards Zach, but I guess everyone can still answer this question. Mitchell White wants to know, as a connoisseur of horror, what's the best horror movie you've ever seen?
The Brood. Hmm. I mean, it's a weird answer. It's a Cronenberg movie.
Is it like a cheesy?
No, it's a Cronenberg movie. It's really good.
Cronenberg, really? Ben Cronenberg has a movie?
Whoa.
So, what's your favorite horror movie, Mike?
I'm not a horror guy. Never got into him, yeah.
Joe? You still have a favorite. Even like I'm not a romantic comedy guy, right? But I still have a favorite romantic comedy.
One time I saw Slither in the theaters.
I don't know what that is.
Scream, I love. That's a great movie.
Really?
Silence of the Lambs is one of my favorite movies. I don't know if you can call it a horror movie. A
horror thriller.
But it's one of the best horror movies probably. Of all time.
The Descent with the ladies in the mountain.
I just watched the other night.
The Strangers. That's a great one.
I didn't see that either. I watched the other night The Purge. That's not really a horror movie either. But I was inspired because we talked about it on Legion of Sin. I had no idea what this movie was. And the whole idea of the movie is that once a year they allow... Everyone right. in the United States, it's kind of like the future, it's like 10 years or whatever, but they allow everyone to kind of purge and commit crime on one night. All crime is legal, including rape and murder.
And by doing that, they end all crime in the country.
Yeah, so basically everyone gets it out.
Or the people that were going to do it die.
Yeah, yeah. They all the garbage people kind of go out and kill each other. And really, you find out it's just a way for the government to kill off poors and blacks. Mm-hmm. But what a fun night that would be.
The Strangers is the one. You saw that one?
Is that with Liv Tyler?
Maybe. It's just a couple. I think it might be fucking Luke Wilson. And they just show up and then it's... I like that one because it feels real. Just like a bunch of nuts.
Yeah, it's like a home invasion.
Yes, they come and fucking kill them.
Yeah, I mean, best horror movie, you got to go with some of these classics. I mean,
The Shining.
The Exorcist was... The Exorcist is a fucking great movie and it's legitimately terrifying. Like, it's really scary. If you just watch, like, scenes from it now... You know, it's fucking like, God damn it, man.
But I've seen The Strangers is so cool because
it could
a
happen.
Lot of these, yes, exactly. It's some real. Like, a lot of these are like, and then the devil was there. It was a ghost. And you're like, come on. What the fuck? Yeah. But this is like a bunch of fucking lunatics showed up at your house and started fucking killing you and torturing you. And you're like, oh, that's a real thing.
See, I almost can't look at that as horror even because I feel like the horror
should have a supernatural element.
No, get out of here with the supernatural. Come on.
Kind of.
That's for nerds.
Not even necessarily supernatural, but I almost feel like that's like a thriller. If it's about a serial killer, it's kind of a thriller, you know. Like Candyman, you had to say Candyman three times in the mirror for him to show up. If Candyman was just walking through Harlem killing people, you'd be like, all right, this is a fucking.
There's a ton of Candymans.
Yeah. But like, I can't find him.
Which is ironic, because most people in Harlem die of just candy.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I think The Exorcist, I think The Omen is a fucking...
The Omen's phenomenal.
Great movie.
Is The Shining a scary movie? Because I've seen that.
I think it's a horror movie.
Oh, It Follows but was it, great, too, by the way.
Yes, it was.
But do people watch The Shining and get scared?
Yeah, definitely.
I think so.
When I was a kid, it scared the shit out of me. Yeah.
The girls in the dresses and the fucking naked lady in the bathroom.
Yeah, and then there's like a supernatural... Yeah, that's definitely a horror movie, you know. You know, I think one of my
Shelley Duvall's face is terrifying.
One of my most favorite recent ones... People don't even talk about this movie, but The Exorcism of Emily Rose was a fucking phenomenal movie. I love a good horror movie, and I love a courtroom drama, right? You combine those two.
Philadelphia's both.
Boom. Yo, I'm telling you, did you see that movie?
Yeah.
It's fucking great, dude. People don't even talk about this like it's a good movie. I was like, it's just fucking great the whole time. The trial scene's great. They go back to these crazy, and it's all flashback based off of their experience. So it does have that, you know, that believable element to it, because the idea is they're kind of replaying the flashback from the perspective of the people involved. So, you know, and the whole thing is like, oh, did this really happen? You know? So it's really, really fucking good. All
right. Joe's right. It Follows was really, really good. And Slither was James Gunn, who Guardians of the Galaxy guy. That was...
Okay.
Let's go with... We'll get one or two more in here. All right. What's an average workout for you? All right, let's do everyone. This is good, actually. What's an average workout for you and motivates you to stay in the gym day after day? I already said it at the beginning. I already said this in the beginning. Jeff Side Shredded Club, great fucking workout. But you got to mix it up. That's it. Mm. If you mix it up, that's what's going to keep you motivated as well, is if you're mixing it up and you're kind of seeing results. So you can only do one thing for so long. And I'd say switch it up completely. You know, fucking, that'd be my advice.
Put on a wig and go to Lucille Roberts.
Yeah.
Tell him you identify as a woman.
I had an idea too. Me and Zach and Dave were talking about this. We want to film our own version of Juana Man, where we're all just like sitting in a room, like trying to get like jobs as comedians, and like we keep on submitting packets.
It's great.
But nobody else.
I've had that thought every time I do a packet.
But then we're gonna fucking wear wigs. You want to do it? Dude, we should all do it. We're gonna like wear a wig and go as women, and then we're gonna become superstars of comedy.
Yeah, with like not very good material. Shit. Just like not great material.
Shit.
Stop complaining, girls. You have it very easy.
It's ridiculous. If you got a pair of tits and you could write 15 minutes of comedy,
you'll
of
be
good,
a star.
A star.
Yeah.
Where is the one girl? Give me the one example of a girl who has 15 minutes of great material. Like, she's fucking, she's great, and she doesn't have shit going on. She's not at least on the trajectory, on her way, getting shit. Where is she? Where is this great female comedian? I can name 100 male comedians that are fucking great and have nothing going on. Nothing.
I can name three. I can name four in this room.
I did Conan 4 days ago.
Not what it means anymore.
Yeah,
Joe.
Nobody sees that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You gotta get those podcast numbers up. What's your average workout, Joe? What do you do when you go to the gym?
Well, maybe I could use more tips from yourself, but I do a lot of Nautilus, you know, the bench press. I'll do an inclined bench, a lot of push-ups. I do a lot of planking and burpees and
15 minutes, though.
Curls for girls. And what's that?
15 minutes, though.
Like 20, 25 minutes.
It's a short workout, Joe.
It's a short workout. Here's the thing. I get my mind, I get bored. I go, I'm going to go somewhere else. Do something else.
Yeah.
This is bored. The problem with me in the workout. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I love the steam room. I love just steaming.
You want to go?
I'm always
going to go after this?
I'm going to go home. I'm going
to
go back. I'm
going
to go work
Equinox.
Out.
Go to Equinox.
You can't just go to Equinox.
I go to Equinox. I joined. I could be my guest.
Boy, how much money are you making?
Not that much, but it's so worth it.
Oh, boy.
It's my favorite purchase
I've
ever
made. That's
what
I hear. It's amazing.
It's incredible.
Yeah. What is it, like $180 a month?
$235. I have a steam room anywhere in the country.
Wow, your producer's shaking her head.
Anywhere in the country.
She probably gets, what, $11 a week?
She gets more. She actually just got a raise, so she shakes her fucking head. It's going to be crazy. She has also started to be my personal assistant next week.
Wow. I think you're making some money.
No, not making that much money. It's all I'm doing these things, like getting a personal assistant and going to the steam room and a really nice gym and a really nice experience in order to get myself in the mind state and mental place so I can make a lot of fucking money.
Right.
It's an investment.
Lewis is upping his quality of life so that he has to catch up financially. Because
yeah.
Lewis is very goal-based.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
The last 5 years of your life are going to be great.
Yeah.
They already are.
shit. But no, it's worth it.
$235 a month?
Can I explain to you why it's worth it?
There's no poor people there.
That's one.
Yes. Because mine's $50 a month, and I hit it's animals.
Where do you go?
There.
Where do you go?
Life Fitness in Astoria.
Doesn't it
but
sound
trash.
Dirty?
Yeah, it sounds
doesn't
dirty.
It sound there's, just yeah. gross?
Dude, there's trash in the steam room constantly. The toilet doesn't get flushed.
Joe,
there's piss
why
all over
you
the toilet
come
bowl.
With, come with me, and I will...
I spend too much money. I'm running out of money.
How much does it cost to be a guest?
I'll bring you. I'll get you a guest pass. So okay. Listen, okay? And I worked for the company, so I obviously drank the Kool-Aid. I sold it for 2 years. I really know the product inside and out, right?
I've been doing Equinox.
This is why I joined, okay? Because I was going to the Russian bathhouses.
Yes.
I started going more and more, right? And I was like, I'm spending $45 every time I go here. Now, I want to go more. Like, I was like, I'd go every day if I could, and I can't afford $45 every day. And the happiness that the steam room brings me.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
But mine's $50 a day.
It's not a shitty, dirty steam room. It is a beautiful, clean steam room with eucalyptus mist that comes through the air.
Ooh,
and the
girl.
Locker room has Kiehl's products, and I have beautiful, you know, body wash and shampoo and conditioner and razor blades and really nice shaving cream. And
all you got to do is break into the other lockers.
No, but it, literally everything is there. It feels like you...
People just go for the shampoo, I heard.
I have 4 gym memberships. I only joined for the locker room experience.
Wow.
I have, in New York City, I have 25 locations I could take a shower and take a steam at any moment. In between spots, I can go sit in a beautiful
steam room. At Equinox, you belong to all of them.
All of them. Nationwide.
Wow.
Toronto, certain places out of the country. LA, there's 4 or 5 locations.
And Miami. That's pretty sweet, just having a place to hang out, because you just always...
If you need 2 hours between spots...
And you're always 2 hours between something, yeah.
Yeah. And then you're like, what am I going to do? I'll go sit in the steam room, I'll shower... The locker rooms have the keypads built in. I don't have to bring anything with me.
So like so you're saying between your 1 a.m. and your 3 a.m. you can just
yes, yes, exactly.
That's pretty amazing. But that's a chunk of money.
It's a chunk, but it's really worth it when you consider how often you're traveling. You're out of town. You want a steam room when you're out of town. What are you going to do?
Yeah, but not every city has an Equinox, do they?
Yeah, basically all the big ones.
Is there one in Detroit?
No, he's fucking going to Detroit.
I'm going to Royal Oaks this weekend.
Is there a lookup? Is there an Equinox in Detroit?
Schenectady? No, but I'm going to Schenectady next weekend.
No, not in these shit places. Well, nice cities.
Close to Detroit.
They don't like big cities, like nice cities they have them. L.A., Chicago.
Cleveland?
Houston, Cleveland. I don't know. Look it up.
I'm sure there's a Cleveland Equinox.
Let's see. Equinox. Let's look up the location map.
That's all right. We get it.
No, because I'm fucking telling you.
Well, all this time, I got to get to the gym. What are we doing? How long is this pod?
We're going.
For God's
we're
sakes.
Leaving, Joe. I'm sorry that it's not fucking happy enough for you, all right?
I'm having fun. I just, all this gym talk, I got to go crank it out.
And you got to jerk off.
That too.
Where are we at? Give me the
you
location,
probably
Shannon.
Beat off at an Equinox, right?
Give me all the locations.
Okay, there's 5 in Massachusetts, 3 in Canada, 4 in Illinois, 3 in Connecticut, 5 in Florida, 1 in the UK, 2 in Jersey, 36 in New York.
36.
That's
like
not enough.
About 30 in California, 3 in Texas, 3 in D.C.
That's great. Yeah.
But and anywhere I go, it's fucking...
But
it's,
this is like the classic thing. You're like, you're selling me on it, but I don't have the money.
You do have the money, Joe.
I don't know.
You make concessions in your life. What's important to you? It depends on what's important to you, right? So if having cable is more important to you than that, then you do that, you know?
I already go. I have a steam room, and I go to the gym for $50.
But for $165 more per month, you could really enjoy the experience.
Yeah, that's all. That's
I'm quadruple. Sick of Planet Fitness, I got to tell you.
I'm sick of Planet Earth.
Yeah, me
Bunch
too.
Of jerks out here.
This has been the show. This has been a great show.
Was that all the questions? Not one more question?
That's it. You were just complaining about the show not rapping.
I didn't get to my beef with you.
Oh, yeah.
Some guy called me a bitch.
Yeah.
And then it turns out you're the bitch.
Oh, because the roast masters and because
yes.
I made up with everyone? No,
I... But some guy called me a bitch. He's like, Lewis should have slapped you in the face. And I just... He blocked me. He's like, I'm done with you because Lewis should have hit you. And I was like, well, instead we went out to lunch.
Don't cross me in front of my fans.
We went and hung out. I didn't even cross you.
All right, guys. We'll
and
check you
next
week.
And then you apologized.
Real Ass Podcast. Love you guys. Peace.
That's all, folks.